Blog Talk Radio.
Most important thing in business is honesty, honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Liver bad, he wouldn't live long. Snatched my dad back. Guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study math fact. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler that my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this shit.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes. And see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we'll listen. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at Rome. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable with little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
What's up, everybody? This is a True Grudge Racing Channel, and I'm your host, Big Sham. It's Thursday. The Winter Nationals have begun. It's cold as ever outside. I'm just devastated. I'm not ready, but it is here. let me give a shout-out to Brother Leroy and the Clocks Off crew, the Motor City Mafia, the 1-800 Keep It Real all day, all night, every day show. You, Brother Mouse, the man himself from Set on Kill. I'm not ready. I'm just not ready for this, but it is here. The Winter Nationals have begun. I don't even know what to tell y'all. It's cold. That's all I can. I just can't believe. I know it's November, but I really can't believe how cold it is outside this evening. All day today, well, when I wasn't in the shop, but when I came outside today, I was just like, wow, it is like a shocker. It is over. So, I don't know. It's going to be a long winter. I hope it don't snow. It don't never have to snow for me. I don't care nothing about no snow. I'm just waiting on it to get warm again. That's every time it seems like I'm saying it's almost that time. Now I'm saying that the time is over. But it was a good season as always. I guess we wrapping it up. If you go anywhere south for racing right now, but nonetheless, it is a done deal. I appreciate you. If you engaged this year, if you tried to engage, if your intent was to engage, I appreciate everybody that participated in 2021. Let me see what else I got. I'm trying to. I'm gonna lay it dead right now. I'm not gonna say nothing. I'm just gonna wait until it unfolds. But man, what y'all got? What do y'all have this evening? Does anybody new got anything? What y'all got new? Let me go back to this mic. Does anybody new have anything? Well, the it's fresh. It's fresh and clean right now. Somebody might have something to say. It seems like somebody always got something to say. They text my phone, but they don't want to come on the show and say it. Whatever it may be, you know, something that ran across your mind in this season, something that's going on, you know, just whatever it is. Hold on. Brother Mouse, talk to me. Let me see.
What up, y'all?
Man, what's going on?
Oh, man, I just pulled a turkey out this oil, man.
Oh, no. You out there frying turkeys? What?
Yeah.
Man,
you know, I gotta warm up for next week.
Oh, man. Mister, would you press the one button? I just got my phone, Mouse. I swear, man. I'm just so tickled, man. These people something else, man. My man, young blood. Press the one button. It's just so funny. But what is you doing, Mouse? Man, you trying to warm
man,
up. What?
In the garage, man. Just tuning up. Tuning up for next week.
Oh, man. Frying a turkey. Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
You getting started early.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see. You getting started early. Yeah, man, happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody else. I guess next Thursday, man, it is Thanksgiving. Man, so I won't be on. I won't be on next Thursday. I want y'all happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family. You know, take this time, man, because it is well needed, man, all the time. You know, it is, it's just that time. Enjoy your family. You know, family ain't always even your blood, but, you know, whomever that is, man, that you care about, man, love on them, man. That's all I can say, love on them. Because you just don't know. It is a wild and crazy world that we living in right now. And, man, I had to go out of town for a few minutes, and I come back, and it's just, man, I don't know, Mouse. Man, we got to be careful in these streets, man. It's just
wild out here.
It is crazy, man. I mean, I don't know, man. It is, and it ain't no particular place. It ain't no,
no.
You know, I can't put no place on it. It can happen anywhere, downtown,
anywhere,
south suburbs,
anytime.
In the city, north, wherever. They just it don't have they not, you know, it ain't no particular place though. You just gotta, man, we gotta be careful out here, man. Yeah, so it's over, Mal. So what we gonna do? Man, we got a long winter.
Oh,
we got to come
shit.
Up with some goodies.
There's a bunch of people coming out the bushes, and, you know, shit-talking time. About you, what
yeah,
it could have should have
I mean,
been,
you know,
what you going to do?
Man, I don't even know. I mean, that's so overrated. It's just, I mean, man, when is a change going to come? When is it going to come?
Hey,
it's got to come.
Didn't we just
saying
it seemed like a couple months ago, if you ain't ready, get ready, was it time to come right back around?
Man, it's retarded. I mean, I just don't, you know, I don't know. We got to get some new blood. new blood, you know. It's a lot of smart people, man, you know.
Or do we have to get some old blood to come back? Which one is? A little bit of both?
Man, now that could be a topic tonight. Man, what do we need? Do we need some old heads, old blood to come out, or some new blood? Man, that's a good question, Miles. I had asked the question about who influences you, week before last, I believe, and I think that has something to do with it in a sort of sense, you know. If man, what do you need? Some new blood or some old blood? I think it's a little bit of both, Mouse. I would say a little bit of both. But
yeah,
I don't know if it's necessarily old and new blood. I just believe it's the right blood. Al Jr., he said it one time before, you know, you need that that right, what is his word? I don't want to misquote him. The right pedigree. That's his word. You need,
it's
man,
the right
you need,
line to come on in.
Man, you need it because, you know, man, everybody got their place. You know what I'm saying? It's what do I want to say? It all works together for the good, I would say. You know, some people, they aggressive. Some people not aggressive. I mean, you know, but I do believe that you need you just need some good blood, man. Some people that you know just want to race, you know, however they want to race. You know, I go back to that, like Lenny a dog. He just don't care. You know, you need them people, but then you need the people that sit back and observe you know, take their time. You need them too, I guess. You know what I mean? I just think we just need more people to, you know, just to play. You know, that you say old, the old heads. Well, the reason I say the old heads because they would play. You know, it wasn't no guesswork in it. It just seemed like it was so many. I know it's always about the money and so forth and so on. I think Lenny said it best, man. Well, not Lenny, but they were talking about Lenny. You know, he'll race for 500 and he'll race for 5,000. It don't matter. He just trying to race. You know, everybody got their own reason for racing. What's your reason for racing, Mouse? Is it for the money or is it for bragging rights? Just to have fun. You
love
know,
of the sport.
But you're not going to race for free.
Oh, well, you know what? I can't say I'm not. You know, it might be some special circumstance where I might do it. Never know.
Mm, really?
Never know.
Mm, that's interesting. That's real interesting. That's really interesting. I know June always talk about, I mean, you know, I guess, you know, your friends, you know, don't necessarily have to be for money or whatever, but it could be for something like, man, really? Something that, you know, it's like personal, you know what I mean? So, just something personal, something that you really just don't want to lose to them for. You understand what I'm saying? So, it's like, that's challenging in itself, but I don't know. I think the more... Well, let me see. No, I was going to say, you know how you you race people, Mouse, and like when you first started racing, you would race for, you know, little or nothing or whatever. And then I guess as you
as the car goes faster, the money goes up.
Man, I'm reading text as I'm talking. I'm trying to multitask. Man. You elevated in the money when you got faster. Does that make sense, or is that true?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yes,
the faster
yes.
you went, the more elevated. But what about all these regular cars, man? These regular cars, man, they play for all kinds of money with these regular cars. So that might not hold true.
Yeah, but them regular cars cost more now too.
Now that's a good point. Because you can't buy nothing right now. All them $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 cars, $100,000 cars.
Exactly.
And I had a $5,000 car. If that back then.
Yeah.
A $3,000 car total. So. Old school but I do believe it's a combination. I think it just needs some good blood. I think ideals need to change. That's what I think will change it. You know, we have gotten so far away from just man having fun. I said that once before, but just man. When you know, sometimes I feel like people they get away. It's the fun part. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's just my general opinion about sometimes they if I don't get locked in, I ain't going. What? I never thought that way. Man, if I don't if you know, I don't know. It, you know, for me, Mouse. When I first started going to the racetrack, and the whole idea of putting my car on a trailer and taking it to the racetrack was just like a big deal. Man, it was just like, man, I got to put I got to go to the track. I'm going to the track on the trailer. That was just like, it was just a big deal to me, I guess, because I was so used to driving the car around on the street. Let me see. Mouse, you there? You done left me. Wait, let me go to this mic.
No, I'm here. I had some background noise. I'm back in the garage.
Oh, okay. Okay, hold on. Let me see if anybody
on the
mic.
I'll be on. I got to come on in.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me see. Uh-oh. Pete, come on. Let me see. Uh-oh. Hello? That is Pete, right? Pendejo. Sensei, your mic is open. Let me see. Hello? Is it me?
No, what's up?
It is me. I'm talking away from the phone. Sensei, you got a good topic here when you say, is it the old or young? You know, the older heads had that go blood in them. And you know what I get sick of? And I know it's just me, but I get so sick and tired of hearing you got to run for this amount. And then, man, don't you know I could take $100 pot and win $1 zillion if I wanted to? The pot don't have to be. See, they want that pot. I say, what's wrong with me betting you $100 in the pot? And better chemo $5,000 on the side. I still won $5,000, right? I still
right.
won or lost $5,000. So, but see, they want that pot to be big because it makes them look good. See, the old heads can do that.
How does a pot make you look good? And let me hold on, Sensei. Let me go back to what you said.
I agree with you.
Even not all the old heads. Everybody that's an old head don't mean that they got go juice in their blood. Let's be clear, because that's not true. But I would think that you are referring to it was way more people going that's old head as opposed to what's going on right now.
Exactly. When I speak of majority rules.
Right. Okay.
There was some that wouldn't throw right to the Chinese wedding. But if you had 9 guys, if you had 10 guys out there, 7 of them was trying to race. That's what I had.
Oh, man.
You know, like I heard you say about Lenny. I don't like to use DD, but DD is a perfect example. When he show up, he say he run for 50 and up. You know, but when you tell me the pot got to be a certain amount, and you know I don't have that amount, you truly try not to race. Where the older heads would just say, okay, we'll run for that. And I'm going to get my ass over here, over here, over here. I still got it. Either I'm going to lose it or win it. That's what I mean when I say they want their pot to be big because it makes them shine. You know, it's so much of I want to shine in the game today. And then there's another thing. You know, it's personal. It's personal. I want you. You got the drive. Man, don't you know, if you really want to run a car, you don't care who in the ace drive that car. You really don't.
But Sensei, sometimes it is, but it's not really the car. It is the person.
That's what it is. But it is personal. Sensei, I agree with that. But see, that's what it should never be. And that's what I meant when I said the older heads had their go blood. Several hours.
Wait a minute. I don't mean personal, but I mean personal about racing. I want to whoop you
exactly.
Because whatever the reason be.
Right. Well, let me ask you something. Let's just say you run my car and Drag is driving, but you and I got a $3,000 side bet. Then you still beat me if you win. You still beat me, right?
It needs to be
removed. There's so much that needs to be removed from the game to pick. I heard someone said last week, "What do you do? What can someone do to help the game? Take a look at the mirror. Straighten that man out in the mirror, and you help the game. Get a lot of this BS out the game and put racing back in it." That's what I mean when I say the older head. They're not trying to race. It's too much picking. And if you went and bought a nitrous kit and put it on your car, so you got a 3-stage on your car, where did you buy it? You bought it because you wanted to use it, right? Someone tell you to take it off. Well, you could have left it in the store, and we could have gambled that money. If you're going to take it off, we could have gambled that. It makes no sense. It honestly, truly makes no sense. Another thing, look like me. So what I'm supposed to be? You got a boot, so I got to have a boot. You yellow, I got to be yellow. You know, they said things that's mechanically, mentally, and sometimes physically impossible to do. And it has no bearing on a race.
Yeah, but Sensei, okay, since you say that, how do you make it right? See, that go together to me.
I'm going to tell you how you make it right.
How do you make it right? You got to make it right, but people don't like to make it right now. It's different now. That's different.
I'm going to tell you how to make it right. You size the car up. Don't size him up. You size the car up. And if you feel like you can beat the car, you run the car. You need to stop. Back up and say, one of the other things that's wrong with the game today is too knowledgeable. You know, my partner said when I screwed you so sometimes, he said we're too smart. And I'm going to use that analogy right now. We're too smart in the game of racing. They walk up to your car. If your hood is up, they can practically tell you what head you got, what intake you got, what cam, what block you got, what trans you got, and it should run this. That's killing the game. That's truly killing. It's so much cheating legally in the game. That's killing the game. They're going to say, de-exposure too much. I know it. You know, like, you go down south, they'll take a full chassis car and call it a back half car. There's another thing wrong with the game up this way. The guys in the north have allowed the guys in the south to input too much in their business when it comes to racing. You want to do everything the guys in the south doing. That's killing the game up this way. There's some more things I can speak on, but I let someone else make mention of it. I don't want you to tell me to shoot all night.
Oh man, okay. Well, if you could say all the things that's wrong, Sensei, everything that you said, what's the remedy?
Right.
What is the counter action for that? What can you do to resolve it? Everything that you just said, how can you resolve it?
Well, one thing you can do to resolve some of the things that I just made mention of is stop trying to tell a person that you won't raise unless they have X amount of money.
Stop sizing the cars up the way you're doing them now and size them up the way he got to look like. I got some, I got 315s, but he got to have 315. Or he got to run a 215s or small. You know, stop it. Get you an ET on your car and start running ET. See, this I was just speaking a few minutes. I'm getting older. I don't remember as much as I used to. See what the old guys did.
Seriously,
yeah,
that's a shame.
Older guys ran ET. These new guys run parts. Come on, bro.
That's a shame. I have a question for you.
I'm not on the bull crap
of the text that I sent you, but I am going to use part of it as a reference. I heard you say, make it right. I heard you say you in agreement with the make it right. How do you determine what's right, Sham? When you show up with a car like yours or mine, and then a guy like Hill Boys or Skin pull up with their air conditioner on with their lady friend in the car, and they say, hey, Flop or Sham, get to the line. I'm going to beat the brakes off you. Now, looking at the car, we saying, ain't no way Flop or Sham should be scared of Skin or the Hill Boys, but then... Who's going to make it right? You know, are we going to make it right for them, or are they going to make it right for us? I'm trying to figure out where that comes from.
Hey, let me give y'all a quick input.
Wait.
Let me give y'all a
input. You said make it right. I said, well, I was making reference to back in the day that people would, when you asked make it right, you know, they would take a challenge or a gamble, I guess you would say. But your question is even better. That's even better because of I think Sensei said something about like technology now. So some of these regular looking cars, the newer cars, if they just as fast or even faster than some of these cars that. Like race cars that you would consider to be a race car. So, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, because, you know, it's I don't know. That somebody else need to answer that one, Flop, because I don't know how you could
necessarily. Now, did you hear what you just said? That goes the same thing for small blocks and big blocks. They got small blocks digging in big blocks. And then y'all always begging for a spot.
Wait a minute.
Listen,
people got that twisted. There's nothing wrong with a man asking for a spot.
There's nothing wrong.
Mister, stop texting me.
Nothing wrong.
I'm no.
Listen, you're 100% right. There's nothing wrong because I asked Leon for a spot, but they're assuming what I have. But the whole lick is this.
Here's the thing. I can't stand it. It makes my grandma. You said my grandma's rick her hand down my face.
Oh,
now I said that makes my flesh crawl. She said, "How your butt smell?" It makes my flesh crawl when I hear a person say, "If you got to ask for a spot, you shouldn't be running." That's the biggest mess that I ever been told, man. Man, it's been a zillion and one races that take a place. Or they'll say, "Well, you should initiate it." Why not? And she'll say, "I can't beat you head up." But if you give me the break, I'm going to try you. What is wrong with that, guys? Somebody please enlighten me.
It's nothing. Listen to me, though. It's nothing wrong with that. But these people use small blocks as a crutch when a lot of these small blocks is way faster than some of them people with big blocks.
But with that being said, his crutch can only go as far as I allow it to go.
Right. So if you ask for a spot and the person tell you no, that's the end of that. But I'm going to go along with that, too. But I'm going to go along with the money. Hey, like me and Sam, I got more pleasure out of whooping on Sam's ass than I did us winning $1,000. It was for us on $1,000.
Wait a minute. Stop right there. Was Sensei driving the car or was his brother driving?
No. His brother drove.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Now, but the point was, at least they initiated to go to race. I enjoyed that because he said, come on, we're going to get this off. That was the best part. If he'd have said 500 at the time, I'd have told BB, hey, man, we still going. You understand? Because it was a pleasure thing about that. Now, I have a minimum that I race for out the door. I tell them 2,500 and above. I try to keep it at $2,500 because I bet my own money. That's what I'm betting on my own car. That's what I can cover. So anything above that, somebody else is going to be in the pot, or I feel I got you in the cemetery.
That's another thing. I said, old man getting old. I can't remember as much as I used to, as fast as I used to. But he just said something, brought something back to mind. If you, myself, and Brother Flop and Leon get together, and we come over $10,000, why would I try? Why would you turn around and tell me, "Oh, I don't want them, but I want your money"?
Keep
this
thing.
$10,000. I don't care where I come from.
Last time I checked it, I mean, it was still green.
Right.
You know?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me
you,
let
you
Gerald, come on. Come on in, Gerald. What you got?
Hey, what's going on? I'm just coming in late. I just heard something about spots or something like that.
Say it again, Gerald. I'm sorry.
But brother, I heard something about spots and
like that. Yeah, I mean that came into the equation. I mean we were just initially they said, you know, what do we need, the old school to come back or you know, the new school to step up? I mean, and essentially it's really both, but I just said it's the people that's going, you know, try to race. I think it don't matter if it's old school or new school, because everybody in the old school, they weren't trying to race. You know, I'm not saying everybody, but collectively I said I think it was more old school people that was racing, because it was. I mean, that's not even I don't have to guess, because I know it was just too many old school people that was racing. So opposed to,
you know,
right now, this The newer, this you know, new age.
You know something, you'll hear them say, they'll tell you what technology has brought the game to. But don't you know, in the old school, they were still racing on the technology. It was the hottest technology in the market at that time, was it not? The answer has to be yes,
yeah.
It was.
But you know what?
Okay.
But I
so
want to go back to what Flop said.
Hey,
Gerald, since you came on, and since that, you can answer too. I'm curious. He said, like the like, let's just say the skin car, Kamala Harris, right? And your car, Gerald, just using for an example. If Kamala Harris was faster than your car, How do you even attempt to ask to make it right, or to, or for a spot, or you know, even racing? How does that work now with that style of car, like these new cars and your car?
I will ask for a spot, and I have done it. You know, even with double D Corvette, like I said until now. You know, don't act as if we come from the old days and we just kind of totally stupid or oblivious to what's going on now. That's why people think that we come from the old days. We don't know nothing. They talk about, well, my car got air conditioning on it. I can drive it to Puerto Rico and back. I got all that. But they never talk about how fast that car can run when they talk to us.
But you know what? And I think that's how it used to be, Gerald. I mean, if you think about it, back then, it was like a regular car. It wasn't as fast most times. So now, I mean, that
but it was fast for that time, it was fast for that time. We have to,
right, but I'm saying
time.
They weren't faster than the so-called if you want to call a race car. It wasn't faster.
The GS is the 70 GS was faster than 70 Bulls was. I know somebody going.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not saying all cars. Saying a regular car, in most case scenarios, it wasn't faster than like the race cars. But now, these newer cars are just as fast or even faster than some of the race cars. So how do you deal with that? Flop, don't disappear. How do you deal with that? I'm going to try to get them, but I don't want you to go nowhere because you asked the question. I want you to answer.
I can remember since they having a 1250 car on a trailer, 1290 car on a trailer. But with just a very little tinkling, you could take a 70 Bull and run there, 13 or 12 90s. technology is still technology. It was in its prime. In its prime, it was at the top. Today's prime is at the top. All they got to do, man, is stop being – they ain't got but a few things to do to race. One, stop being so doggone scared. Two, stop trying to rob the man before you leave home. And three, stop trying to bet your life savings that you don't have to gamble with. If you stop those three things, racing will increase.
And I'm going to show you another example, too, of stop racing. And Sam, you were the best example in the world. You paid a prep man to come prep out, prep 41. Everybody cried about we don't have a prep track. Sam, you couldn't get down that track, and it was prep, wasn't it?
Yeah, it didn't have nothing to do with the track. It was because it was my fault.
Stop. Absolutely right. That's what's wrong with everybody else. They can't get down the goddamn track because it's their fault, because they don't know how to work their car. You can put all the glue in the world down, Sam. That's what I'm trying to show you. But they've been looking at so many down south races, they stuck on, man, we got to be at this type of track. This track got to be prepped for me to race my car at this track. And 9 out of 10, they couldn't get out of a regular track to save their life any damn way.
Mm.
You understand?
Okay.
See, that stops a lot of drag racing. That stops a lot of drag racing. Want to be. See shit and hear shit and want to be in it.
Mm.
Big Sam, I'm here. What's up, big bro?
Mister, come on with
it. It and enjoy yourself.
What's going on? What's going on, Big Sam?
Man, not nothing, man. We got some. We going somewhere if we could just stay right here. I might learn something tonight.
What y'all got going on?
We all over the place right now. It started somewhere, but it's. You know, some things is coming out. I, you know what? Essentially, what the question is, Flop asked the question. Now, like with a race car, let's just use a race car. Like your car, Mister. You know, y'all got y'all. It's a race car, okay? But if you let's say Skin and I'm just using him. You know, that style car. You know,
right.
One of these new cars. Let's just say a new car and.
Mm-hmm.
The new car is just as fast or faster than your car. How do you even try to book that race now? Or how do you ask that person for a spot? Gerald made a good one. I mean, he going somewhere, so I want you to come back, Gerald. But I'm just curious because now, you know, it's always been that stigma. Man, you ain't got no business asking that car for no spot. Should you even be talking to that car about racing when you got a race car and they got a drive around car?
I mean, I understand the concept, right? Because if I come to the track with a car that's completely fully dressed in the factory, right? Regardless of my ET, if I come to the track with a car that's completely fully dressed, like I heard a little bit from the guy Jura, but if I do have a car that I can drive from here to California. Air conditioner. I got my son car seat in the back. You know what I mean? So I do understand the reasoning behind them saying that you shouldn't ask this type of, this style of car for a spot, seeing that you got a full-blown race car. But at the end of the day, racing goes like this, by ET. So, you know, it essentially doesn't matter what type of car.
That sound
you
good.
ET.
That sound, I'm sorry. I ain't mean to cut you off, mister, but that sound good, but... Evidently not, because go ahead. That's not what's happening. Evidently, that's not true.
I mean,
that can't be.
No, like I said, the style of it's like looking at, you know, boxers, right? You may have 147 pounder that can punch as hard as a cruiserweight, but you're not gonna never make that fight. You know what I mean? But that boy weigh 147 pounds, and he may. You know, have as much punch and power as 168 pounder. You see what I'm saying? But
Correct.
You know, when you look at the two, right, you're not going to ever put them at no catch weight, no nothing. You're not going to ever put them in the ring and rumble together, regardless of how well that 147 pounder can fight. But like I said, at the end of the day, if they were to do things, like I said, racing is based strictly off ET, man. This is what racing is about. who can get from point A to point B the fastest, regardless of your tire size, regardless of who blowing the air and who not, regardless of how much money you spend. It's about who can get from point A to point B the damn fastest. You see what I'm saying? So that means any two cars can race, man. So that even though looking at the two cars, you would say he shouldn't be asking for a spot, but if he just don't have the ET to whoop you head up, he just don't have it. And that should be the end of it. You know, you would think.
Right. Right. I'm glad you said that. Because, I mean, and even,
I
mean, any analogy.
I heard somebody say that the 70 Boo was quicker than the 70 folk. That's a lie. One was a 14, second car. One
I
was
think
a
that was your daddy.
Car,
I think that was your father. I want to say.
Listen. I'm going to throw some mess in there. Back in the, you love saying back in the day. Back in the day, we felt as though if we can win, we're going to try you. We ran you head up. If we lost, then we turned around and asked you for a spot. That's the way that went. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to throw some bullshit in the picture. When you in these shootouts, whatever they pull them numbers out and they match you with, you don't say, no, I can't run him. He got big tires. No, I can't run him. He got X, Y, and Y motor in his car. You go down that track and try your best to win. You understand what I'm getting at? So that's the same thing when you pick a person to run him. You knew who you was talking to when you talked to him before you tried to run him.
Well, you know, I totally agree. But I think if people just got back to what they loved about it, right, which was the excitement of just drag racing. Now racing has become a car show, a fashion show. Who can get the most views on Facebook Live? You know, it's so much that go into two people or two camps trying to race. Where, you know, when I used to watch the older guys, man, it was strictly about the love of the sport. That has kind of been negated now, and it's a lot of stuff that it's a lot of politics that goes into racing now. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So racing is not as simple as it once was. Like when I was a shorty watching the Buzz, the Drags, the DDs, my daddy, the Crip, Kurt, you know what I mean, Country. You know, it was real simple. Them guys loved what they was doing. You know what I mean? It was a West Side versus South Side.
I raced with all of them.
Whatever, you know what I mean? Like Three Lug, you know, people could say he a damn fool. They could say whatever, right? But he's somebody that just love racing. It ain't hard to make no race with Three Lug. Three Lug can go out there pooting, popping, banging, damn it, and he'll still go. You know what I mean? Because he love what he do. Now, like I say, Big Bro, it's a lot of politics
goddamn time
to racing now. You know what I mean? They got to get on the camera and talk about, you know, talk about who got the most money. It's got to be for $10,000, $20,000 or better. You know what I mean? They got to get they can't race until they got to be the last pair of cars down the track so they can get everybody at the starting line to watch them. You know,
Mister,
what I'm saying? Man,
you hitting so many places that I'm trying to go. How did we get here? I'm just saying it out loud, but
I think over the years, right, watching the guys from the South, they did feel like this is what I get the South credit for, right? I feel like, you know, racing had got to a point where it was kind of stale. The guys from the South did something with these small, you know, first it was a 29-inch slick, the 28-inch slick, you know, this quote-unquote stock suspension stuff, you know, then, you know, now the drag radio stuff, right? But it got to a point where they was bringing a lot of excitement. Then, you know, when Ben started doing the North versus the South, you started merging these guys together, and then you started to introduce the cameras, right? So in my honest opinion, the cameras really messed the game up. You see what I'm saying? Because it was you already had guys that was afraid to take that whooping.
Finally,
but now you talking about, you know what I mean? Now you talking about a guy, you know, a trigger man who got a super big following, right? But so when he go live, look how many people that's at the track to see him, and then look how many people that's tuning in on that live, right?
episode now because you have introduced all these different aspects of racing into the game with the cameras and stuff. Now they really scared to go. This is what I mean when I say they went away from just the love of racing to now it's a whole slew of stuff that you got to go through and deal with to make a race. You see what I'm saying? Everybody got to be the big dog at the track. You know, it's some niggas at the track that can bet $10,000, $20,000. It ain't no problem. It's some niggas at the track that really need to be betting $50 or $100, but they want to get on the camera and act like they can bet, you know what I mean, and bet that $10,000, $20,000. So now you got to hold up because he's not going to race, but he want to save face and argue with you because you got these cameras out here. You got these nappy-head-ass girls out here.
Oh,
you know what I'm
my
saying?
Goodness.
He got,
what you
he
say?
Got to, he got to show out now. But what he said, and all he had to say was, look, I got $1,500, $2,500, mother going to race me or they not. But it don't go like that now. You know what I'm saying? It's too much that they're going to racing now. You know, and that's just what it is. It's a reality TV show, really. Street outlaws, everybody want to be street outlaws. You know, this stuff really messed the game up. And I look at it, to me, it's like Love and Hip Hop, man. They performing for the camera.
So
that's what it is.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you the same question.
Then the racing.
Okay, so what is the what you that everybody can tell me what the problem is? What is the solution?
Well, you can't say what the solution is, right? Because like my best buddy old pal, you can't stick a L pump and pump Rob hard up like Rob, just one of the guys who's not gonna race. You know what I'm saying? That's my best buddy, old pal. But, you know, them boys molested them over there in Detroit. He's not going to race. And ain't nothing you can say or do that's going to make them race. You know what I mean? So with the rest of these it's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? You do not want to get these guys. The ones that want to race, going to race, Big Sam. You know, when I was a shorty, right, I used to watch all the old guys get together. When they get through hooping and hollering, they can push each other to race. Now, you know what I mean? Instead of racing, they'll turn around and want to fight now. You know what I mean? Because they feel it's hurt. That's what I'm saying. You can't make these guys race. This shit is all about the cameras now. As far as just the love for drag racing, that's what you got a handful of guys that's really just got a love for racing, man, and do this because that's what they like to do. You got people on here that's lying like this, how they pay their bills. You got people that's lying out here like it costs them $30,000 to go to the track and race and got a $15 car. You know what I'm saying? You got niggas on here that's lying in front of the camera, that's claiming to be millionaires, and then get to the track and got $500 in their pocket. It's so much to it, right? So you can't
don't
never
be talking about Jeremiah.
Unbelievable.
You know what I mean? But it's so much that going to this now, so you can't never, well, I'm going to say I can't. I don't feel like you can ever just sit back and be like, this is how you fix it. And like I say, one thing you can't teach, right? I learned this in the gym. You can't teach nobody heart. I can't teach you how to have heart. You know what I'm saying? I can't teach you how not to be afraid and get up there in the beans and go. And that's what it is.
Pete, what you got? What you got, Pete?
All it is, the motherfucker can't take an L no more.
Wait a
don't
minute.
Worry about
I know, y'all, it's all the people on that one line. I need y'all to do something. Yeah. Mute your phone if you ain't talking. It's all on that line. Go ahead, Pete.
And all it is the motherfucker's scared to take an L, and they didn't get talked about the next morning on the morning show. That's why you don't get no racing. Scared to lose.
I mean, that's... It's something systematically wrong, I believe. It's not just one thing. Mister just he said a whole bunch of stuff. It's not just one thing. It's a collaboration of all of it mixed together that messes the game up. I think.
Most
important thing is keeping it simple. If you keep it simple, it'll be a whole lot more racing if you keep it simple. It don't be racing because it gets complicated. It's like, and the complication, it can come from all kinds of directions. And Mister just hit a lot of them. It could be a variety of things, but you know, keep it simple. I mean, it's not really complicated. Yeah.
Tim, you can down there answer the question yourself. Every time somebody asks you, do you want to race, man, I'm a car ain't ready. That's everybody's excuse. You understand? But they see you at the track. So my thing is, if you come to the track just to test and tune, find you a test and tune day just to be bothered with. Get your car right, then come for action. But if you come every
okay, now
week,
stop right there. Hold on. Stop right there, preacher boy. Now, that sound good. That I ain't going to say that you're wrong or right, but I'm going to say this. I can only speak for myself. I've said this one time and several times for that matter. My time, I don't have all that time to go testing all these whatever. That might be the only time I can get to the track. So, therefore, you know, testing and tuning or you trying to get yourself together, I think that takes away, like, why I can't just come to the track and enjoy my car? When did they stop doing that? Just because I don't want to race you right now, does that mean that I'm scared or I don't have heart because I don't want to race you right now? No, that does not. That's not what it means.
Everybody, listen to what he just said. That you just answered everybody's problem. That's the first word everybody used. The same conversation you use, then you're not a grudge racer. You're a person that loves your car, and you just want to have a... When you're in the grudge world, you know right then and there, when somebody see you, they down on your ass, they go. You understand? When you're in the grudge
okay,
world...
Okay, but
when you're
that,
in the race
what you're
world,
saying, it don't make sense to me, because if that's the case, then... I can use all other scenarios to say you're not a grudge racer because you don't go. For whatever reason you don't go. You're just not a grudge racer then. Does that make sense? Is anybody else picking up what I'm saying? Mister, are you there? Pete, Gerald, whoever's on this line, do you understand what I'm saying?
And the reason I'm gonna agree with you is because me coming to the track, Sham throw an event. Sham and Leroy throw their event. I bring my car. I may not have been able to get to no test and tune, but I am a grudge racer, and I do want to bring my car out for whatever reason. You know what I mean? But if I'm not prepared to run Preacher Boy, that don't mean that I'm not a grudge racer. That don't
no,
mean
no,
that
no,
I,
no, no, no,
hold
no.
Hold on, Preacher Boy. No. Hold on. But I'm just I'm going off what you said. You say if you bring your car to an event, right, and you know people going to want to be
there.
Okay, if you bring your car to the track, and
anytime
you
out with
a
whole bunch of people,
anytime you out with a whole bunch of people, you didn't go to a test and tune, so I'm calling that an event. But okay, whatever. You know, you bring your car to the track, it's a whole slew of people there. So what if I don't grow, if I don't engage? I may have came with the intention to engage, shake the car down, I don't like what I see. I'm not going to go. You know what I mean? That don't mean I'm scared. That don't mean I'm not going to go. That just means at that point.
Okay, neither one of y'all understanding what I'm saying. Listen to me. Sham don't miss a race. Sham comes to the racing all the time, himself, sometime with his car.
Okay.
I'm saying get your shit in order. When you bring it out, you know everybody going to drive down on you. Every time you come out, you use the same damn words. No, I'm not ready. No, I'm testing. No, I'm doing this. You name your event grudge racing. You say, ain't nobody grudge racing. For one, you're not even grudge racing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a grudge racing event. You come to grudge race. And now if he say, I'm having a
Wait a minute. Whoa. Who are you talking about? Who are you talking about, Preacher Boy?
The world. I'm talking about everybody.
Oh okay.
I'm just using you as an example. Okay? I don't want you to...
No, you said... No, that's what I'm making reference to. You said that I said ain't nobody racing.
Right.
I ain't never said that. I ain't never said nobody's racing. I've always said if you're ready, then get up there. If you're not ready, then you're just not ready.
He's just speaking in general, but the thing the preacher boy is missing is he said I missed the point, but then he turned around and you just said the same thing. I don't care if I came to 15 different showings, since you don't want to use an event. I'm going to use a showing. If
you come on a Sunday, it ain't no event. It's just test and tune grudge racing.
If I came on a Saturday, a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or damn Wednesday,
like I say, ain't no limitation on how long you could be tested.
Okay, can I
tell
you something?
Hold on.
Give you a great example.
If I come to the church, I put this car together, right, Shannon, preacher. I put a car together. I put this combination together, me and my engine builder, my chassis guy, my tuner, whatever, you know, the team. We put this combination together in hope that we would get this ET. This is the combination we feel that will put us in this ET, in this bracket, right? Mm-hmm. We go to the track, you know what I'm saying? We come to the track, we chase the car down. I don't like what I see. Preacher boy, me and preacher boy been jawing at each other. He wants to run. Well, I chase the car down, I ain't ready, right? Rather the car just not doing what I wanted to do, or I don't like the number. Okay, don't mean I'm not a grudge racer. I come back next week. Same thing, right? Preacher boy on me. Me and preacher boy jugging at each other. We chase the car down. I still don't like what I see for whatever reason. Right? I don't have that program, that combination together. I might need to change something, but I'm not liking what I see. Do that mean I'm not a grudge racer, or do that mean I should stop coming to the track on these particular days? Hell no.
Okay, let me give you a great example. Let me give you the best example in the world. We're going to use drag event, this last event. I went there. All I was doing was testing and tuning my car. That's all I went to do, just like y'all said. That was my first debut with the car out. I'm working on the car. God damn it, the principal steady on my fucking heels. But I'm a grudge racer. You know what I told him? Fuck you. I'll blow this bitch up beating your ass. You understand? But the difference was, I limit the money to, when he said $1,000, that's fine.
Hey, preacher boy, that could be determined. That could be.
I don't understand the example
ways,
that you gave. I agree with what you're saying. If you're a grudge racer, it don't matter if you testing and tuning or whatever you're doing. They gonna be on your bumper no matter what. You could be testing and tuning, and it's two people there, and somebody gonna say something to you. So that means that you mean to tell me.
Because I can come to the track and I shake the car down. I don't like the number. I see preacher boy on my ass, right? He on me. Now, if I come to preacher boy and I tell preacher boy, you know what? I'm just using preacher boy because that's who's talking. Now, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that this happened. But whomever, they want to run me. Now, I don't like what I see. But the same people that say, well, you shouldn't be there, you're not. But if I turn around and tell you, look, I don't like what I see, but give me two and a shake right now, I'm going to try you. The first thing they're going to do is start crying, hooping, and hollering. So do that mean, damn it,
okay,
you not a grudge racer? I just told
you.
I just told you. I ain't like what I seen out my car. I don't like what I'm seeing. But now if I tell a motherfucker to give me a spot, let me stop cursing my dad on this phone. If I tell a man to give me a spot, you understand what I'm saying? And then they start hooping and hollering and crying like most of them going to do you consider him not to be a grudge racer?
Okay, let me stop you 1 minute. For 1 minute, listen, I'm not being disrespectful with you, but I want you to hold back. Now, this is what I'm going to tell you. Stop talking and let one of these people that do drag races, that go down the track with their car trying to bet that money, and see what they tell you. Just try it. Just see what they're going to say. Then you say whatever you want to say behind that. Champ, one of these drag racers on the phone, they got a car. Ask them to tell you what I just said and see what they tell you.
Gerald, you on the mic.
Hold on, Mister.
Pete, go ahead. And then Pete, you on Gerald, I don't know who all on that mic, and I got a couple people to open, so come on. Say what y'all, I'm going to open up these mics.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to go out the way, and I'm going to do just what Preacher Boy said. And I don't want you to take this the wrong way at all, Preacher Boy. You're right, I ain't racing right now. But I know what I see, and I know what the hell racing is. It ain't a motherfucker on the phone. Hold on, preacher boy. Listen, I listen to you. It ain't a motherfucker on the phone that can come and tell me anything different. And I'm going to listen to what they got to say. Ain't no goddamn body on the phone can tell me nothing different. Just because you go to a goddamn show with your car and you don't like what you see and you don't race for whatever reason, why the hell that make you not a grudge racer? I don't give no fuck what nobody say. That's the dumbest shit in the world. But go ahead. I'm on mute.
Pete, come on. Pete, you there? Gerald, you there? Okay,
yeah,
hold on.
Yeah,
let me open. You listening? What you got? Here I come, Vic and Chuck. I'm coming.
Well, real quick,
there's no less racism today than it was yesterday. It just, what I found out, this new generation, or this new day and age, rather, everybody just quits to complain. It's like anything else in my life. And all I've been hearing is people complaining about something when it comes down to racism. Racism has been critical. You see the young guys out there on the road still doing their thing. We just got older, and now we got to pull our cars to the track. So we just can't take them on the street like we used to. It's still the same game. The same thing happens every day. It's just a lot of people now are bellyaching about any little thing when it comes down to this sport. The sport is still good. I still enjoy it. I've been doing it over 30-some years. It ain't been no different from when I started to now. So I don't know what everybody complains about, really. It's just a little...
I got a text, Gerald. Hold on. I got a text. It says, everyone likes deception until they are the ones being deceived. Then, right behind it, let me see. Abuse a person don't go when the people want them to. They are considered a non-grudge racer because they ask for a spot, they are scared. That's all some nonsense, essentially, is what the text alludes to. But... Well, I don't agree with what you said, because I mean, if that's the case, then you can use any. I don't want to say excuse. It's just you don't have to have a reason why you don't want to race. You just don't want to.
Who don't you agree with?
I mean,
you got to put a name on it. Who don't you agree with?
Huh? No, I said I don't agree with what Preacher Boy said because.
Okay.
For whatever reason that you don't go or you don't race, is your reason. I mean, you don't. It could be anything. Just if your car not right, you don't want to go. I mean, it. Just put it in reverse. Let's put it in reverse. And he used the example with him and the principal. You was there testing, but you said that you said fuck it. I'm just gonna go on and race you. So, are you a damn fool or are you? I mean, that make you
exactly.
stupid.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
To somebody, not I'm not saying that you are, but I'm saying to somebody, you
no,
sound
no, no,
stupid.
No, you ain't said nothing wrong. Now I'm glad
you. You know,
said that
I
now.
Mean, so it could go either way. I disagree. I mean, whatever your reason, that don't make not a grudge racer because you don't go.
Okay, now I'm gonna ask you what's gonna change the result. Time out. I want y'all to listen to this. What changed the results of me, as you said, being a damn fool, than me saying my car's 100% and I feel I'm on top of the world? It's still going to be a 50-50 chance of me winning or losing.
Preacher boy, can the non-racer answer that? I ain't racing, but can I answer that, preacher boy? I'm going to raise my hand.
Yes. No. I'm just trying to show you an example.
Because that's your car and you entitled to do what you want. I don't know financially. You may be able to go. You may be able financially, right, and say, you know what, my car, I'll blow it up and run you. But I may bring my car out, and I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? I know I don't have it financially to say, man. Hold on, listen. But I'm saying this is the difference, though. That's what I'm saying. And that don't mean that I'm less of a grudge racer than you.
No. See, you're taking it wrong. Listen, if you working on your car and you say, man, you see me working on my car, I can't run today, my car broke, that's understandable. I'm telling you what I did on that particular time.
When somebody say that they working on their car, preacher boy, every time, for however many times that they say it, if they keep saying it, that they not a grudge racer. That's what you said.
You can't say that every day.
But what if the car just not right, preacher boy? I'm saying, like, now this is a real question. What if my car just not right? You know what I mean? Like, this is what separates the racers, right?
So you go out all season, listen in. When April come, you come out, and then, goddammit, October come, and you still ain't ran nobody, and every time you went out, your car wasn't right. That means you were fucking with the wrong people then, bro.
But that may be true, but that don't make them not a grudge racer because they don't race nobody. Right. That don't mean
so then,
I'm not
then,
a grudge racer,
y'all just,
boy. If I'm spending my money,
Rob's
if
a grudge racer.
You just heard what I said about Rob. Would you like for me to repeat it?
Repeat it.
Rob got the heart of a butterfly. I do not consider Rob no grudge racer.
Why not? He's doing what everybody else doing.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Come on, Vic.
I'm gonna tell you why I don't consider Rob no grudge racer. You know what I'm saying? Because Rob don't want to raise nobody. You see what I'm saying? Nobody.
Yo. Yo.
And if you don't raise nobody, and if you don't raise nobody, what's the difference?
This the whole thing, and this is what people fail to realize. The thing is, you can say whatever the hell you want to say, but you can't make me do nothing I don't want to do with my car.
Absolutely.
It's my car at the end of the day. I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to do with it. If I want to come out and make pass after pass after pass, it's my car. You can't tell me what to do or when to do it.
When no, that's understood, but you're not a grudge racer if you don't go, though, Vic. You ain't no grudge racer.
That's what I'm saying. So, no, that's bullshit.
They blowing
it out of
Rob. They y'all done talk Rob up. Rob, come on in, Rob. Good
that's
evening.
Bullshit. Just because you're not ready to go when, just because I'm not ready to go when you want me to go, don't mean I'm not a grudge racer.
Correct.
Hey, listen to me. Stop it. They just blew it out.
Because some of these people that's talking, some of these people that's talking, when the season started, 21 started, half of them people wasn't at the track until the last race of the year. And now they big ball.
Right.
And I'm
you're
talking
right,
about you, Preacher Boy. I'm putting a fucking name on it.
I know you is.
Now you are, now just because you ready now, everybody else been racing and wore their shit out. Now you come out. Now you the king.
Bullshit. You got a point there, man.
Oh, man.
I like that point.
Hey,
listen,
Sam.
Listen. Yeah. You got it 100% right. But listen to what I just
who
asked
called
you.
Me not
I
a grudge racer, Sam?
Listen to me.
Hey,
Rob, fall back for 1 minute. I said, Rob is a grudge racer. I said, Rob is a grudge racer. Y'all say he not. I said, what's the difference? Y'all doing the exact same thing Rob doing. Joe Jackson and not going. You said Rob not a grudge racer. So what makes you a grudge racer if you're doing the exact same thing he's doing?
Well, right. Okay, hey, Sam, who called me not a grudge racer, Sam? Who called me not a grudge racer? I did, Rob. I did.
Hey,
did,
big
Rob.
Fella,
okay.
I'm going to say this.
Mr. is 100% right. I am not a grudge racer. I don't even want to be associated with that name. I think grudge racers are cowards. They pick on the weak. They don't want to run somebody of their caliber. When you get their money when you shouldn't have raced them in the first place, they get mad because you don't go back after they done changed their car or did something, this and that. I am a drag racer. I do it all. I go from one side to the other. I race when I want to race, and I won't when I don't want to race. If I don't like what I'm hearing, I just ignore you. Don't make me good or bad. It don't matter. It, like Vic said. If you own your own car, you do what you want with it. You do with your money, what you want with your own money. You can't talk me out of my money. When I make a move, it's based off of what I want to do because I earned it. I earned the right to do what I want to do with mine. That's just what it comes down to. Hey, it's always a...
So, hey, Rob, let me ask you something. Hey, Rob. Well, let me ask you something. All that you said, so how can you... turn around and talk about the next man that's doing the same thing that you do.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. I just give out what's given to me. That's all it is. It ain't got nothing.
Huh?
It ain't nothing to it. I just give you what you give to me. If you say my mama,
no.
I say your mama. If you say
no,
I ain't,
that's,
I
no,
say
that's
you
not,
ain't.
That's not
that's
necessarily true. But,
yes,
okay, hold
is.
On, Rob.
That's
Drag,
what,
what you got? I'm going to open these mics. Because Sensei, bro, Drag, you there? It's Sensei. You got Drag on the mic?
He must have clicked over because the bullet.
Okay, hold on. Let me open up these mics. Money, your mic is open.
Drag on the bullet.
Yeah,
what's
Rob.
Going on, Big Sam? What's going on, Big Sam? Can I ask a question? Because I got on and I'm listening.
Okay.
What constitutes a grudge racer? Because I'm fitting both sides. And ain't nobody said nothing, and I consider myself a grudge racer. They say you're a grudge racer if you got your own car. I got my own car. They say you ain't a grudge racer if you don't. You say you ain't a grudge racer if you don't race nobody. Well, I ain't race nobody. They say you're a grudge racer if you gamble. I gamble. They say, you ain't a real grudge racer if you ain't gambling for the big money. I ain't going to gamble for the big money. So I'm on both sides of the fence. So tell me where I'm right or where I'm wrong. Now, I ain't got to go out there because I got a car, and I don't think my car is right, and I'm going to throw good money after bad because I done already spent the grip to see a number. I want to run a motherfucking 8, but my car done ran 11. Do that not make me a grudge racer? Because when Vic came over and said, I'm going to fuck you up, I said, no, Vic, I can't go. You see what I'm saying? Everybody got their own definition of a grudge racer. Now, my thing is this. For the people that's putting a definition on it, what makes
definition?
You better?
What is that?
Yeah,
what the
putting
fuck
a
is a definition?
Putting a I'm trying not to talk. Hey, Vic. I got my face in my pillow. And I'm trying not to talk loud because I don't want to disturb my wife. But my thing is this. For
instead of definition, he's saying that because some people don't understand the word definition. So he said
right.
For
everybody that's putting their own definition on it, what the fuck make you right or wrong? Big Sham throws an event. Big Sham is considered a grudge racer, but motherfuckers complain because Big Sham threw an event, but his car wasn't right, so he didn't rate it. Who the fuck is you to decide when Sham should throw his money, his car in the ring to race to satisfy you when ain't nobody giving Sham two motherfucking dollars to get his car right?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Uncle Money, come on, I want to piggyback off that
because I feel that you're 100% right, right? I hear a lot of people get on here and say, Big Sham don't race until he throw his event. So what? If that's, you know what I mean? That's his prerogative. If he don't want to run until he throw an event, that don't make him no less of a quote-unquote grudge racer
I also heard motherfuckers that draw on Big Sham, and when Sham think he got his program right, and Sham turn around and say, you know what? I'm tired of you. Get your ass over there. Motherfuckers will talk $1 million worth of racing and talk $1 million worth of betting. But when they turn around and Big Sham say, yeah, motherfucker, I'm right. Get it up there. Then the motherfucker say, well, I ain't right, Sham. I don't hear Sham cussing them out. Sham say, you ain't right. If you ain't ready, get ready.
Well, they got a point there, man.
So how is it that when you ready, everybody else has got some junk, everybody else is crawling, everybody else ain't racing for no money? But when your car fucked up and you go down the track and you booting and popping and spitting and blowing motherfucking antifreeze and your car ain't right, the same motherfuckers that wouldn't give you the time of day think they got the fucking right to talk about you or get their ass on a morning show or get their ass on somebody else's show and downplay a person. I don't understand. Hey, Rob, that's what I asked you. How does that apply to you, Rob? Morris ain't got nothing to do with this. Hey, Big Sham, but what I'm just saying in general, what I was telling you, right, Big Sham, this is them putting on a show.
I feel like, you know what I mean?
Right.
We got to get in the game, baby. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say this, Sham. I think
my best buddy old pal, Paolo, buddy of mine, was actually trying to put me down, but he didn't know he was uplifting. Well,
hold on, Rob.
You know, I don't shy away from nothing. I'm gonna keep it all the way real, like my daddy's hand would say. I agree wholeheartedly.
You done quoted the wrong person.
Hold on. I agree wholeheartedly, 100%. With everything you said. Now, with that being said, I think you're lying on this show. You know, it's a good lie that allows you to tell that why you're not racing. And that's it's your story to tell. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's a good one, but I don't believe that's why you're not racing. You see what I'm saying? And Big Sham brought up a good point because you would be one of the main ones to talk about the next quote-unquote grudge racer, you know,
Like you doing right now, right? Like you doing right now.
somewhat. Somewhat. Not all the way, Rob.
Can I make a comment?
Rob, DMX.
We losing, right?
I need you to be DMX. Go on mute for me. Please, one second.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
I'm going to show you the difference between me and you, Rob. Here go the difference, right? Now, you're right. I'm not racist, and I'm sharing my opinion, and you're right on that. But the difference is my challenger. I just got the car at the end of the season. I'm trying to prepare myself to get it right to race. Lowrider don't have no oil pressure and just not ready. You, on the other hand, you have a lack of heart. Balls, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the dick. I ain't lacking in that area. You
Hold on, Rob. Hey, mister, let me ask a question.
I'm lacking in getting my car, my program together. You lacking in having heart. That would be different, Rob.
Hey, mister, let me ask a question. And I ain't taking up for Rob because me and my crew, if Rob get his car together, we going to try to go to his ass like we try to go to everybody else's ass. I'm going to ask this question. You say Rob has a lack of heart. How is it that Rob has a lack of heart when everybody that want to race Rob has got it on? And Rob is naturally aspirated. And wait a minute, let me get my point out. Rob get up there with a nitrous car, and he get whooped. And now everybody want to draw on Rob with a nitrous car. And when he don't go, he a coward. But my thing is this.
I done heard Rob
tell a couple people to reverse it. You want me to race you and you got your gun on. Just because I tried a car that had their gun on and I got away, y'all think he got to try everybody with their gun on. I done heard Rob say, okay, I done tried. They are bust down, whoop you. I heard Rob say, okay, bust down, whoop me with his gun on and I didn't have one on. Now let's reverse it. Your gun off and run me on the motor. You know what I heard? I heard a person say, oh, no, that ain't right. Why not? Because you got a naturally aspirated car. Let's just say you got a naturally aspirated car. You got 1,000 horsepower. But I got to put my 1,000 on with my nitrous. Well, wait a minute. Rob got to build up to his 1,000 being naturally aspirated. When you hit that motherfucking button on your nitrous, you're going to get your 1,000 rammed right in there. I don't understand that. You want him to run everybody with their gun on. But if he don't take, if he tell you to take your gun,
here I come, Jeremiah. I'm coming. Hold on.
Nobody wants to do it. So answer that for me, Big Sham. You said you want to answer the question. I'm gonna get out the way.
Because y'all fail to realize what racing is. And somebody said it earlier. Mister explained it. It's ET. It don't matter what the fucking car looks like. It don't matter what you got. None of that. Because if it's real grudge racing, why do I have to have the same thing that you got?
Well, if I don't have the same thing, if it's real grudge racing and I don't have what you got and you a grudge racer, then if I tell you I ain't got what you got, Vic, you got a big iron with a shotgun on it. I got a small iron with a slingshot. If you know you got a big iron with a shotgun on it, why don't you get that small iron that ain't got a shotgun on it? Give him something to make it fair. If he asks
because
you to let him cut up out of there, let him cut up out of there.
Because my big iron with the big whatever you said still
with
may
your
not be able
on,
to
your
work that small iron.
Hey, money, and let me.
Hey, mister, hold on, man.
Go.
That's what I said.
It's just like when I ran Frank that all motor car. Everybody talks shit about me because I lost. Okay, I lost. He had, evidently, my nitrous wasn't enough for his horsepower. It didn't change me.
Every,
I still race.
Everybody ain't got the horsepower that he got. Everybody ain't got the horsepower he got. Everybody ain't had the pockets that he had. My thing
it
is,
Listen, Vic.
I seen a race and I thought it was going to be a good race. Raylo came out there with a car with no nitrous on it, and he ran a car with nitrous on it. Now they got out there and they got down. I understand that. Now, if both parties agree to it, it shouldn't be a problem. But if both parties don't agree to it, how can you keep harping on that same party that don't agree? Rob don't agree to run everybody with their gun on. Go ahead.
Can I
everybody don't agree to run with their nice run a motor car with their nitrous on.
Hey,
mister, go ahead, and I need to open up these mics, y'all. Go ahead, mister, put your point, and I'm going to open up the mic.
Go ahead. Let me say something.
I can hear you, mister.
Because and here go the only issue I see when asking for a spot, because then it opens the door for you to start nitpicking at people's car. But since you did it, I'm going to go there. The difference is, Rob ran a car with Nike. Why did Rob run a car with Nike? Because when you look at the style of cars, Rob felt that he was robbing. Rob felt at that Rob would do it because he wanted to take a gamble. Rob did it because
hey,
he
mister,
felt
do you know how to air the car, mister? Because you thought, hey, Rob will have the answer to everything that got something to do with Rob, mister. Not you. Rob got the answer for Rob. You can't speak for me, mister.
Let me finish, man, and then you can say what you want to say, but let me finish.
Well, go ahead. You just say this is my opinion because you can't speak for me.
You didn't say nothing. Right, but money can speak for you when he on your side. Man, sit back. Hold on, and wait your turn, and you can say what you want to say, bro. That's how that goes. You know what I mean? And so, like I was saying, Rob did what he did because he felt that he was robbing. Anybody that comes to Rob that look like Rob and want to get out on drag, want to run him on motor, he got a million goddamn excuses why he couldn't do it. I heard them at one point in time 10 with the other cop. Rob waited 15 years before he wanted to run. Anybody that Rob think looked like Rob, that Rob got to actually gamble on, he won't go. That is the difference in having hard and being a quote-unquote grudge racer. Rob got way more cops than the people that he be drawing on. Yeah, they got nicer, but they don't have the caliber of cops he got either. You understand what I'm saying? If somebody looked like Rob, Rob tucks the tail, he got overtime to do, he got hair to do, he got goddamn sleepovers to go to, all that. So, no, Rob don't get no pay from Mr. for that.
Hold on, I'm glad we don't have to go through you for acknowledgement of anything somebody do. Now, I'm going to speak on my car only, because I'm the true color.
Come on, Rob.
Come on,
back,
you
Rob.
Just
come
pretty
on,
much
back.
The guy that's just a fan, and you like the way my car looks.
Who are you talking to?
Nobody on this phone know anything about my car. Nobody but me.
That's right, Rob. That's right.
You can assume
what
you
money.
Want. You can think the worst you want. That's
yeah,
you.
I'm listening,
right.
Sam.
Vic had a point.
Okay,
hey,
hold
Sam,
on. I'm going to open up
hey,
Jeremiah because
I
didn't have him on hold for a minute. But let me ask you this. Let me just give you this. Hold on, let me give you this money.
Rob was talking, and what
was just said? If Rob, you said him running these nitrous cars. If he raced a nitrous car, but when you got, I'm just using this for an example. But you got drag, and he on the motor. How do you equate that?
Rob,
he'll run this guy with nitrous. He ran Preacher Boy with nitrous. He ran Bust Down with nitrous. He ran all these other cars with nitrous, but you won't race drag with this motor car. How do you differentiate? Just smoke that over for a second. Jeremiah,
okay,
come
go
on
ahead,
with it.
I got an answer.
Hey, I'm hearing everybody talking, but the guy that owns the car, that is Rob. Why can't he speak on myself?
How is it you can talk about
No, no, no. You
can't,
Rob. The only reason why I address money because he used you as an example. That's all. The only reason.
Well, money,
you can.
Money said it right. Vic said it right. Y'all still ain't understanding. You pick and choose.
No, I understand clearly.
How you want to race her? Look here. Hey,
anybody
Sam,
can do what they want to, Rob.
Right. I lost the bus down. I took a gamble. I decided to run a car. I ain't never seen.
Okay, but in that, hey,
no
Rob, in that same gamble,
hold on, Rob, that's what
money was going with it. You took a gamble. You going to race a bus down, head up, and he on nitrous, but you won't run drag on the motor.
Y'all wasting y'all time talking about drag. When I want to run, I'll pick and choose when I want to run. I don't see you getting
fine.
Out there running,
but,
drag.
But we using the example
y'all
that you give, hey,
champ.
Drag.
I
hey,
see,
champ.
If
can
I
can
come to speak on it, I done seen a lot of people talking drag. With their cars
and
stuff.
Jeremiah, come on with it. Hold on,
something?
Money. Let me let him in.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Let me see who is this. Jeremiah, you there? Let me see.
But this...
No, ain't going.
This ain't even about drag. I'm getting back on the fact that I ran bus down. I took a gamble. I thought I had a chance to win, although that I don't care what Mr. said. I thought I had anybody that raced is going to think they got something sweet. They got a chance to win.
That's right, Rob.
I don't care what
that's
nobody
right.
said. You ain't going to do it unless you think you got a chance to win.
I'm here.
So
I'm
that's
here.
What you said.
I'm
don't,
here. Say, don't say nobody. Just throw it at me, Rob. Throw it at me because I said it.
Throw it
at me, Rob.
I took a gamble. I lost. I told them if they want to go back again, I need a spot. They want me to run them head up again. Why would I do that? So, no, I won't race it. I think I'm somewhat intelligent.
Man, dude, don't
even
own that car.
Regardless of anybody else thing, I will not. If I lose, I lost. If I try to get back up there,
what is he gonna
and
do
you a nitrous car, you killed me, give
what
me a spot.
What is he going to do
that's just,
with
that's
me?
Just how it is.
What is he going to do
that's,
with me is my question. All I want to know.
Man, hey, man.
What is he going to do with me or is he going to keep trying to crack jokes?
Hey, G-Pet, it's called winter time now. It's called winter time.
People. Man, look. Hey,
it's called winter time, sir.
Hey,
you just talking.
Okay, well, look.
Hey,
Rob,
Jeremiah,
Rob,
I'm not going to race you for $200. Your mouth is worth more
Rob,
than $500. It's worth more than $1,500. It's worth more than $3,000, Jeremiah. Your
Rob.
Mouth.
Okay, so
I'm not beating you
Rob,
for nothing.
So wait a minute, Rob. So I got a question for you, Rob. Just so I can try to find enough money to save since you said for wintertime, Rob, how much do you want to race me for, Rob?
It's got to be three or better for your mouth. So start saving over the wintertime because I don't want to hear
Rob.
Excuses when it get warm.
Rob.
Plain
as simple. So listen to this. Listen to this, Rob. We don't have to lock in tonight. All I want to do is I want to lock you in for the 2022 season. I don't want to talk crazy.
Okay.
All I want to do is lock
Hey,
you
Sam.
In.
Hey, Sam. Hey, Keith.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam. Kimo, let's finish talking. Let's finish with this. This dude sounds like a clown.
Rob, but you got on the phone. Rob, you got on the phone acting like
all I'm saying, Sam, people going to do what they want to do with their car. Rob, then look at Rob's credentials. Not on the class side. That's too much for
what
y'all.
What have you done?
I'm talking about
Rob,
on the
brush
side. My buddy that gave a nitrous car a spot.
Man.
What
you
did we do?
Whooped.
We crushed them. We got our tail whipped by the Trans Am boys twice. Okay? We ran Preacher Boys. We got away. We lost the bus down. We beat the Buick boys. Look here. It's an up and down thing. It goes, it don't go. So what Brother Mister is saying, it don't mean nothing. He's a fan. That's all he is. He's a fan. Just a fan. He's supposed to, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I don't like
okay.
I don't like
hey, Rob, hold on, Rob.
I'm
going
to say everything
on,
I
Rob.
Can against him.
Money. Hey, Money, did you
yes.
did you want to respond to what I said?
No, what I wanted to say is this, Big Sham, because I listened to Jeremiah came in and we were having a decent conversation. He inserted himself to talk about racing Rob, and that wasn't what the was. So I can't even remember what you said. All I can say is this: everybody on this phone, you pick and choose who you want to get down with. Now, I heard somebody say, "Well, why he won't race Big Drag?" Let me tell you something. 95% of the motherfuckers on this phone, and if they hear my voice, I'm saying it, and if you don't like what I'm saying, that's your business. 95% of the motherfuckers on this phone that call themselves grudge racers ain't going to race Big Drag.
Hey, Money, hold on. I got a question to the panel.
If you run an ET,
How can you? I mean, it's been going on since the beginning of time. Well, it's in my time. If you had steel heads and somebody had aluminum heads, I was asking. It was like automatic, like you was gonna get a spot. So, in saying that, if you run ET, how do you pick it? So, how do you pick that right there?
Hey,
how
Sam,
you gonna pick it if
you
run an ET?
Let me ask you a question, Shan.
These niggas that ain't
racist
shit.
Hold on, Jeremiah.
How could you say you running
ET when you don't know what the next man ET is? It ain't like he got that.
Correct. I like that, Money. Anybody want to answer? How do you answer? Because the people that said that. How do you say that?
I can tell you for me. Now, I'm not saying that I got a built-in clock system inside of me, Sham, but you can look at a car. Let me tell you something, man. Now, since Jeremiah,
before you see the car go, we ain't talking about after you see the car go, because that's what they call it.
No, Sham.
Growth doctrine is what
they
call it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sham, there is no type of way to tell from here to hell what a car run, and you ain't never seen it go just off of look, because I seen cars that
Correct.
Look like trash. Sound like trying
Correct.
To get out there and kill a nigga that's pretty with
right.
paint.
Right. Nah, keep going. That's understood. Nah, keep going. So how you going to pick it?
So at the end of the day, a lot of people pick their races. Sadly, they pick off people's legend or off people's past of what they've done. This is how a lot of guys pick their
races. Jeremiah, what if you don't know them? You might not know them. What if you don't know them? We ain't talking about if you know the person.
Well,
what if you don't know him?
Well, again, Drag. Sham. We may not know a person, but that's somebody like Jay that's down south all the time that does know a person and say, hey, man, stay away from him. Or might say, yeah, go ahead and jump on him because I think you got a chance. I mean, that's pretty much how that goes. That's what drag racing is at this point in time. It's not even a game of grudging or taking a gamble. Don't nobody take gambles no more. It's a situation where it's chess at this point in time. Man, my man knows he pretty much ballpark with this man can run. People don't have balls like that no more. You only have a Boom. Few people left in drag racing, grudge racing, especially in Chicago, that still got nuts that's going to try some people. I got to try Big Drag next year. Why? Drag called me every other morning, text me every other morning, talking crazy to me. Drag, no, we ain't going for no $1 billion, but we going to try it. Why? Because I feel like
hey,
you
Sam,
keep calling me, man. I'm just going
to cut through the bull crap, all the minutia, Sam. Everybody
okay.
on here, the only way you know you can run a person, you got to throat doctor the car. Everybody on here got to see a car go
man, that's
and
not
see
true,
how
man.
He looks before
true.
They
that's
try.
No.
That is 100%
hey,
fact.
Man, stop.
That is 100%
hey, Rob,
fact.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
No,
stop.
Dude, I don't believe that,
Rob. Because you out there, Sam, looking at the
hey,
same
hey,
thing
hey,
I'm looking
wait
at.
Minute.
You
hey,
was
wait
not going to walk up to a guy and try to run a guy.
I didn't say me. You said everybody that's on the phone, and I just said that's not true.
I'm not meaning you, Sam. I'm just talking about in general. Ain't nobody.
Right, I'm saying, but I'm saying I don't believe that.
Hey, Sam.
I don't think nobody going to do that.
Hey. Skid hadn't seen a kill truck go after he made it up and came out there with goddamn four.
Oh, my God. Look at this clown right here. The truth of the matter, he did see him go. He seen him go against Terrio, and he thought he had something sweet and got his brain bashed.
Listen to what I'm saying.
That's what he did. He thought he had something sweet. Stop lying, man. You know Skid is a coward, right?
Originally, man.
Hey fellas, let me say this.
Hold on, Uncle Money. Money, before you say something, can I address Rob? I heard Rob call me a fan, and Rob, you are 100% right, bro. I am a fan. I think everybody on this phone started off as a fan
of drag racing and many other things before they actually got in it, right?
Yeah, he a fan
but
of
me being a fan, but me being a fan, hold on, Jeremiah, but me being a fan don't change the goddamn fact that you ain't got no heart in your nuts and your motherfucking throat, niggas. You ain't gonna race.
Well,
I'm saying, I don't.
That's what makes you a fan. That's what makes you a fan. I'm like, I'm like the Green Bay Packers to your Bears, man. You a fan?
Hold on, Rob. You ain't gonna race nobody. You understand what I'm saying? You took that ass whooping a couple years ago. You ain't did a goddamn thing since then. You understand what I'm saying? You ain't going to do nothing. Mm. You know what I'm talking about. And then, yeah, mm-hmm. they throw drag out there because from what we see, you guys look similar. You understand what I'm saying? And he an all-motor cop, which is what you've been cracking about. But for everybody that was a motherfucking nose talking about you got a motor cop, nigga, you knew you had a motor cop when you built it. And if you want nitrous, they ain't not selling it. You clown them goddamn
well, you right. I do. You right. That's what makes me great. I'm the man that bought the car. I race it when I want to race it. And you still a fan.
You a fan. You get on this motherfucking show and you cheerlead and pom-pom for a kill and the other boy out of free.
That's my teammate. What's your teammate? What is your teammate doing? What is your teammate doing? That's my teammate. That's that. Hey, we the guy that ended. We done killed two veterans. My buddy done killed two veterans. He done killed two veterans. You're right. He done killed two veterans. My buddy done killed two veterans. He threw one stone and knocked two people out. You're right. He threw one stone and knocked two people out.
Hey, Rob and Mister, can I say one thing? And I want to address this before I lose my train of thought. Jeremiah turned around and he used skin as an example. Let me say something. I know a lot of people gonna think I'm sucking dick, and I don't care. Because dick is an acquired taste. I didn't see skin go out. I didn't see skin go out. I didn't see skin. Hey, shut the fuck up, Stokes. Let me get my point out before you start to ad-lib and dumb shit. I didn't see skin go out there. They use skin. They say skin went out there and raced. Hey, you can't use skin as an example. He's an exception to the rule. Because I done seen skin go out there with less car than a motherfucker and try him head up. I done seen skin with more car than a motherfucker and give him a spot. And I done seen skin with a motherfucker that he didn't give a fuck about, put his ass damn near mid-track and race. You can't use skin as an example because skin is going to race. He's going to race. I done seen the man race cars. I done seen the man run on feet. I done seen a man do a lot of shit. You can't use skin as an example. He's a motherfucking exception to the rule. Like you say, everybody talk about grudge racer. Skin is not a grudge racer. Skin is a gambler. You motherfuckers need to get your directions and get your motherfucking definitions right. Skin is going to go regardless, and he's going to take a gamble, whether it's for $10,000 or $10. He's going to take a gamble. You can't put him in that category because a lot of motherfuckers ain't going to do the shit that motherfuckers ain't got the heart to try the shit the skin done tried. So you can't use skin.
Use a normal motherfucker. I want to say this right
in this
quick.
Scenario,
I want to say
skin
this.
Is super motherfucking human. In this scenario, use somebody else.
I want to say this, Big Shell. Mister is just jealous because I have choices and I do what I want when I want and I can't be talked into doing anything and I don't want to be. And he's just the biggest fan. He loves me so much that he want me to do stuff that he would do if he had a car. That's all I'm saying, Jeff. He's jealous of the fact that I can do what I want when I want. He's my biggest fan, Rob. I'm just saying.
You are halfway right, Rob. Me saying that you ain't got no motherfucking car is the truth. But do I think your car quick? Yeah, I have told everybody this on the show, Rob.
that I like the car. I think you run good. When you whoop BD, I made money with you. So this is, like, don't get it twisted, my boy. I'm just, goddammit, going to keep it real all the way around the board. You got a nice car, and I think you're faster than most people give you credit for. You just scary as hell. It ain't shit we can do about that. You know what I'm talking about? You just a scary-ass nigga. That ain't my motherfucking problem. You got a nice car. You just motherfucking scary, nigga.
Hey, mister. That was money. What money at? You made the statement about Rob, and we just using Rob as an example. He raced a nitrous car, and mm-hmm. I'm asking, what difference do it make about the nitrous car when he won't run a motor car? It don't matter.
Okay, let me hold on, Rob. Let me tell you the difference. The difference is the motherfucker who is got or backing the motor car. Let me give you an example. Motherfuckers won't run Rob because they say Rob is quick, right? But they say he ain't
got
no heart.
But that's to miss the point.
Listen, you do what you want.
If he didn't run. What's the name of the car? G.I. Joe. So what? What was his reason for that?
Damn, you can't run somebody scared of you. You can't run nobody scared.
Let me, Rob, I'm just using it for an example because he said you gambling when you racing a nitrous car.
You can't use a car that's scared to run me, Sham. You can't do that now.
Let me give you my example, Sham. Now. He done ran some cars, and he done ducked other cars. That's his preference. But
right.
This is the thing. They'll turn around and say, Rob got a motor car. He should be able to run a nitrous car. Okay? But
yeah, why? Because he done ran several nitrous cars.
Wait a minute. Okay, but let's just put it on me. If I come out there and I show up with my Trans Am, everybody at my mama, them motherfuckers going to get a barrel, and they going to have a power ball to see who get to fuck me up first. And then everybody going to want to jump on me. But let me change the scenario. If I get out there with my motherfucking motor car, and by the grace of God, I hit the power ball, and I say, hey, drag, you got to kill a small block on the motor over there? Let me buy it. Now, I'm doing some underhanded backstabbing behind the barn shit. And the first motherfucker I get out there on the motor, I stretch their ass out like an eighth bandage. The motherfucking lottery going to stop because motherfuckers is going to go, oh, man, money done bought a piece. Oh, man, money flying. I got to wait to see who else he run. And I'm going to give you an example. I race Flo. Flo beat my ass. I fucked my motor up. I got the car fixed. I told Flo, I'm going to try you, Flo. I want to try you again. You know what they told me? Oh, money, I can't run you. I heard you done bought a motor from Big Drag. And you know what the crazy part? That ain't the only motherfucker that told me that. I don't understand.
Hey, money, let me say this.
Let me finish. People ain't going to race. They going to race. There's only a few motherfuckers out there going to gamble. Drag is going to gamble. Skin is going to gamble. Vic will take a gamble. A lot of motherfuckers ain't going to raise unless they know you dead, you done dug the hole, you laying in the box, you in the ground, and you got your hand out the box, and you scooping the dirt on yourself. But yeah, turn around
hey,
and say
let me say this to Sham. Let me say this to Sham because everybody keeps saying Rob ran a nitrous car, so he should all run them the same. Sham, how many times you make
that's
a
not what I said. I didn't say that, Rob.
Same ingredients. No, that's what I heard come out of your mouth. Now, you, how many times you done made a cake, Sham, and you use the same ingredients and the cake don't taste the same and you wonder what you did different? Maybe you done left it in the oven a little longer, a little shorter. Maybe the skim milk you used wasn't up to the texture it was supposed to be. It's what it is. Just because you do something don't mean you keep doing it. I can't always run a nitrous car head up. I'm gonna need a spot. If
you're right, Rob.
I'm not saying
that you're wrong in what you just said.
Man, I will run every nitrous car on this earth. But if it don't sound right to me, I'm not going to move. It's just how it is. I got a clock in my head.
But the example was because you run nitrous cars. That has nothing to do with it. When they say you run an ET, it don't matter. You run a nitrous cars. If you just as fast as the damn nitrous car with your motor car, what difference do that make?
Hey Sham, for my money and my gamble, I make the best decisions for me.
I'm not talking about you and what you do with your car. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you run an ET. So I was talking to Money about it because he used that as an example, and I'm saying that don't mean nothing from what they say. If you run an ET, then it don't matter.
I'm just going to put this little thing out there for everybody that's listening on your show that chime in. Understand this. These are rules. You earn your money. You work hard for it. You spend it how you want to spend it. You race your
car.
Rob,
how many times you
going to
say that?
You bring it out to enjoy your car when you want to enjoy it.
You are 100% correct.
All I'm saying to you guys, just because you choose to do something one time don't mean you got to do it again. Don't let nobody on your phones or around you try to tell you that you're right, Rob. How many times you want me to tell you that you're right? You didn't cut nobody else off, Sham, bro. Let me finish. Understand this.
They like me better.
You got
than
the
Rob.
Best interest at your own heart, your own pocket, with what you want to do with your money. You got to understand, people like Mister and these other guys, they want you to throw your money away to the people that they want to make the money. So remember, be your own man.
Right.
Okay. That's all. Go ahead.
That's it.
Can I say
you're
that?
Right.
Can I say that? Now, you don't say that no more tonight, Rob, because you just said it repeatedly over and over again, and I'm saying that you're right. As a fan, I want to say this to Rob. No, Rob, I don't want you to throw your money away. And I'm like, Big Shab, you have repeated. You know, you climb that pole and shake that ass for your money. You do what you want to do for it. Do what you want to do with it. Ain't nothing wrong with that, Rob. But as you say, I'm a fan of yours, so let's go with that. As a fan of yours, Rob, okay, there are certain guys that I see talking to you in certain races that I would like to see you go. Not necessarily bet against you, but, I would like to bet with you, and I would like to see you engage with them. But the reason I feel that you just ain't got no nuts is because, see, there can be no way that every race that's presented to you, you find a way to get out of it. You have not been willing, that I see, to engage in any race. I have watched people beg, plead, and go through all different scenarios with you to try and make a race. But you have found, it's like if I'm a boxer. I can't say that I'm a boxer, man. I'm the baddest one. I'm bad. I want to be a champion. I'm this and the third, but every fucking fight they present to me, I find a way to get out of it. Ever since you got slapped by them boys in Detroit, I'm just keeping it 100 with you. You ain't been trying to do nothing, Rob. You find a way to get out of everything. Now, you, once again, it's a good excuse, but it's an excuse. It's your money. You do what you want to do with it, Rob. But don't get on here and try to act like you've been trying to go or you willing to go because you're not. Money, you my aunt. I love you.
Well,
but you can't say this, nigga. Rob ain't trying to do a motherfucking thing.
I'm about to give you the vaccine to all this girls racing stuff. Hey, mister, just because every girl that you see don't mean she's the right one for you. Just because everybody talks like they want to do it, you got to understand. If you've been there,
and you sitting down playing poker, you know when somebody's bluffing, and you know when somebody ain't bluffing.
So if you know when somebody's bluffing, you don't even waste your time to engage in it. Let me give you an example. Jeremiah is the biggest bluffer. I'm telling you, Jeremiah is the biggest bluffer in drag racing. He races for free, okay? He's the biggest bluffer in drag racing. He don't bet over $200. I ain't trying to say that's a bad bet. If that's what he could do, that's what he could do. But he is a bluffer. So when a person talks to you like Jeremiah and some of these others,
I see right through them. When a female comes to you acting like she's interested in you, you know she's interested in your pockets. She ain't trying to give you no, she ain't trying to do nothing with you. So when you hear that,
hey, Rob,
I'm going to
let you finish, man. I am listening.
I'm going to
let you finish, Rob.
Yeah, you pass.
Hey, Rob.
You just pass them off. Pass them off and let somebody else deal with them.
Rob, let me stop you real quick. You are not going to put me in this car. I'm going to get out right here at the nearest stop sign. I'm done. Big Sam, thank you for letting me talk. Y'all got it. You talking about, I don't want none of that. Go ahead, Rob.
So all I'm saying is everybody that comes to you, sometimes they just come there because they want to be seen. And if you're a big voice, they want you, they want it, they voice heard too. So ain't nothing wrong with giving a little man a voice. Come on, little man, come on up. I ain't going to hold you down. Talk. But I'm not interested in listening. Because I already know who you are. That's all it is. So understand, just because, see, you unless you're doing it, mister, you won't never understand it. Because no offense, I have never seen you race anybody to understand what's going on actually in the race game. So you don't get what I get. You don't see what I see. You're still a fan. I don't like the Packers. You do. That's just what it is. You're my biggest fan. I get it. I disappoint you. But you don't see it deeper than that. You got to. It's a business. You got to know business to understand business. I'm sorry, sir, but I'll make it up to you one day. I'll go to the candy store, get you a big lollipop.
Rob,
and
I'm finna get your number from Big Sam and send you the video of me running the challenger. I don't have a race car. I only got my challenger, but I'm gonna send you the video. Because I feel like that's the only thing y'all try to come with. You know what I mean? But unlike most people, you know, with my little street car, I don't care about the cameras, but I'm going to send you this little video, Rob, and let you see me whoop this boy ass with this challenger. And then I want to see what you're going to come with next because, see, like I told you, right now, you doing the same shit, Rob. You ain't racing. It's been a couple years since you raced. So I don't really, you know, that shit about being a fan, I don't really want to hear that shit, Rob, because, I mean, you ain't did shit. Your car got the COVID. All kind of shit. You ain't dealing nothing with it. The motherfucker just sitting there. You know, it's an ornament right now. You can hang some shit off that motherfucker. Christmas ornament, Rob. You don't do shit with that car.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't ran that motherfucker in forever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So that shit,
hey,
you
the next time, hey, mister.
So that
mister,
shit, you might well put some motherfucking presents up under that. That. I mean, it's a Christmas ornament.
Hey, mister. The next time I come
to
the track, mister, I'm gonna put some wheels on. I'm gonna put some wheels on the love chair. So you could, a lazy boy,
hey,
so
Rob,
you could just sit back
and
click the channel.
I don't want you to think for one second I'm mad that you keep saying I'm a fan, but you know what I mean? Shit, you sitting right next to me, nigga. You the wilder boy. What the fuck you talking about, Rob?
Absolutely. I'm a fan of drag racing,
you
period.
You're
right. I like
you
to watch it, and I like
you
to.
You might as well.
I like
up
to do it both.
I listen to you talk shit.
I like
them
both.
You ain't doing no bracket racing. You ain't
I like
them
both. You
ain't
like
doing
to
no
watch
foot
it
racing.
I like to talk
you
it.
Ain't doing
I like to.
You ain't
I like
doing
to.
Shit.
I like to do it. I do it all. I do it all, mister. I do it all.
Rob, there you go.
I talk
it. Hey, Rob,
I sit back and watch
it.
I gamble
it.
I get in and drive it.
Hey, Sam,
it's just what it is.
Your ass a job at the next
I will.
Event, so
hey,
ain't doing
I'm well rounded.
You might well
mister,
go and fill
I'm
out
well rounded. I can do it all. I can sit in that chair and say, damn,
it,
man,
Rob.
I don't like that. And then I can get out that chair and hit that button and kill whoever I want to kill.
And then
I can get off that button and get in the.
Right,
I can get into the. I can get on the starting
I
line and bet with the best of them.
I
can do that.
You doing no bunch
I can
of
do it all.
Time I really seeing you trying to gamble.
I can.
With a
hey, listen. I can do it all.
I
can
do
everything.
I
can. I can do everything you do, mister. I can do everything you do, but you can't do what I do, mister. Because when I get on that trans break and let it go, you don't feel what I feel. Okay. We ain't the same. You my fan.
Rob, you ain't been
you
on the motherfucking trans break so long. You don't know what it feel like.
You a fan.
What?
You got to stay in
the
fan's place. You got to stay in
the
fan's place.
Well,
hey, you know what I'm going to do, mister? I'm going to put a car. I'm going to put another car. I'm
going
to put another car seat in my car, and I'm going to let you strap in, mister. I'm going to let you strap in and know what a real car feel like, okay? I'm going to put another seat in there. I'm going to let you feel this car, all right?
My
and
nuts
I'm going to have you say, hit the brakes.
No
hit the brakes.
No
it's too much. I can't take it.
You ain't got no
I can't
nuts,
take
bro.
It. Can you get on the brakes? Can you slow the car down?
Don't
I'm
get
not
mad.
Mad.
You
my
no
biggest
nuts,
fan.
Bro.
You my biggest fan.
You ain't
hey, listen.
Got,
I'm putting
the
– you know what? As of tomorrow, as of tomorrow, I'm going to make a phone call, and I'm going to order me another seat so that I can put in the car. And this car is a seat going to say, Mr., only you can sit in. And when we get
see,
up to that line,
heart.
Get ready to
hey,
go
Rob,
on a roller coaster
heard,
ride because
hey,
I'm going to lift that button
up. I heard they got a sale on Cowhearts, motherfucker. Can you get you one?
Yeah. Yeah,
can
I heard they got a sale
one?
On a spare seat, too. And I'm going to get one for you so
can
you can sit
can
in and know what it feels like
Rob.
To be in a real car.
Can you
I'm
get
knock,
you one,
hey,
Rob?
Hey, mister. Hey, mister. I'm going to knock your soul right there. I'm going to knock it right up out of the car when I let that button go. You're going to be, oh, shit, my soul just
and
left.
This is, and this is how we know you. You, ain't, you see what you want to talk about? I'm a fan. You're going to put me in a...
You still
you
ain't
you
a fan.
Racing.
Hey, mister.
You still
hey, mister.
Ain't
you still
shit
a
about
fan,
you racing, no goddamn
you're a fan.
Body.
Hey, mister, I do everything you do, but you can't do everything I do. I know how
can
to deal with
about
the trans break and let it go. I know how to let the trans break go, mister. You ain't never pushed the button. You don't
hey,
even
Rob,
know what the screen feels like.
Hey, Rob, how
you
much
my
you
fan.
Want to bet that? How much you want to bet on that? How much you want to bet on that, Rob?
You my fan.
How much you
okay.
want to bet on that, Rob?
You my fan.
How much you
you don't even know how
to
adjust the tension on the spring, mister. You a
how
fan.
How much do you?
You don't know how
Rob,
to adjust that spring.
Say, how much?
Okay.
You don't know how to swap that spring right. in and out, mister.
Hey,
you don't
hey,
know
Sham.
How to put that button on there, mister.
Hey,
you a
Sham.
Fan.
Hey, Sham.
Yeah, money. Yeah.
If you listening, I'm just going to say this. You asked about grudge racing, and you asked what the problem is. Right now, you just heard 15 or 20 minutes of what the problem is. It deviates from grudge racing to people wanting to jab at each other. Rob jabbing at Mister, saying he ain't never let the button go. We don't know that. Mister jabbing at Rob saying
much,
he ain't got
Rob
no.
But
well, wait a minute. Well, wait a minute. Mr. jabbing at Rob because they say Rob ain't got no nuts. It's been deviated from the original topic, the fucking race. That's the same thing it goes
hey,
now.
Hey, hey,
when
big
you
big
want a
big
hold on. When you want a grudge race and you pull a person to grudge race, it'll go from grudge racing. And when they get close enough to get together to grudge race, then one or the
mm-hmm.
other is going to happen. One motherfucker going to say, yeah, motherfucker, you don't want to go, get it up there, knowing that that other motherfucker ain't going to get it up there. Or you'll get one motherfucker that'll get up there and it'll gravitate to, motherfucker, you don't want to race because you don't even own a car. You got to drive somebody else's shit. You know that was somebody else's car.
Hey, money,
there.
Money, hold on,
so
money.
So why
hold
should
on,
it
money.
Matter?
Hold on, money.
Go
one,
ahead.
Rob.
Go ahead.
I got a couple things to say, and you are right. This is one of the issues with grudge races. But
mm-hmm.
for me, I don't have nothing in Rob's caliber. So the only thing
right.
me and Rob can do, hold on, only thing me and Rob can do is jug, right? Now,
mm-hmm.
as far as him saying I ain't never let the button go, he don't want to bet that because he a motherfucking liar. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I don't live in Chicago, but I can prove that I have ran. I bought a street car. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to run in the street car class. I have
mm-hmm.
run my car. You understand what I'm saying? I have raced
yeah.
my car since I bought my
yeah.
car. So once again,
yeah.
so hold on. So once again, Rob is a motherfucking liar. I have raced this year. Rob had it, okay, and I
mm-hmm.
can prove that. Now the next thing is Rob has still said nothing about his scary ass racing nobody. He want a crack joke about me sitting in that motherfucking Camaro with him, but he ain't said shit about him actually dropping them wee little nuts and trying to run no motherfucking body. He could, you know what I mean? Like, this is what I'm saying. You know, for me, I don't have nothing to Rob class, so all that shit don't bother me with Rob saying. But when is he going to actually start talking about running some damn body? That's the difference.
In his class.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I've been running the Challenger. I'm going to continue to run the Challenger. You understand what I'm saying? I the car got delivered to me at the end of the year. This upcoming year, I have a full year to play with the car. Rob going to still be sitting his scary ass on the sideline talking this same bullshit going into year three or four. He ain't going to do nothing, and that's the bottom line to it. That's the difference between me and Rob. Rob ain't going to do shit. Rob ain't said a motherfucking thing about him. Money, let me ask you a question, Money.
Is any racing going on this year to win? Maybe April, end of April, March, May. What am I to talk about? Why would I even say, hey, you want to race me? What? I don't go out of town to race. So what's the point? This is what I'm saying.
You
got to stay in the fans'
town
place.
To race. What the hell?
You
got
to stay in the fans' place, brother. You got to stay in the fans' place. You don't even know when the season is over with. You a fan. You don't even know when the season is over with. You are a fan. Stay in the fans' place.
Hey, Rob. You know what, Rob? I like you, Rob.
I'm still getting that seat. I'm getting a lollipop and some ice cream for you. When I see you at the track, if I forget, remind me. I'm gonna get you lollipop and ice cream cone. You my fan. I'm gonna get you some pop pops, and you can rah for me, okay?
Hey Rob.
I might even let you touch the trans brake button.
Hey Rob. If you was racing somebody, I'll put a VAT and everything for y'all. I'll be your bleach boy. But since I know your scary ass ain't gonna do nothing, we ain't never got to worry about that.
Well, once again, this is why you're a fan. I don't need VHT.
Because
the track should be already washed away.
I don't need VHT for my car. I'd have checked the tire pressure. I could hook on dirt, fan.
I don't need VHT.
You ain't going to do shit, bro.
Hey, my biggest fan, I don't need VHT.
You ain't
going to
do
the tracks you already prepped.
You ain't going to do
so
shit.
So once again, you got
you
to stay in the fan's place now, Mr.
You ain't going to do shit.
You
got
to stay in the fan's place.
You ain't going to do shit. Not a motherfucker.
And that is fine. It's fine. That's what it's called, your opinion. That's why it's called your opinion.
Hey, Rob, this is called
that's your opinion. That's why I know what fact is. You ain't the fact is you never let a trans brake button go.
You ain't gonna do shit.
Fact is you never let the button go. You never felt anything over 300 horses. That's fact.
You ain't gonna do shit.
That's fact.
Hey Rob, you want to bet that?
Do
you want to bet that?
Hey,
line?
You are my biggest fan, and I feel you.
I'm gonna give your stupid ass a gamble tonight. Do you want to bet that? You dumb. Now I see what's going on.
What you want me to bet?
You for real deal stupid.
What you want me to bet?
Real shit.
You say I ain't never been in a car with over 300 horsepower.
Bet that.
Oh, yeah, I can hear it in your voice. I know you ain't been in the car with 300 horses. I can hear it in your voice.
How much you want to bet? Right now on the show.
I wouldn't bet that because how can I prove it?
Okay.
How can I prove it?
Okay.
How do I prove that I can hear it in your voice?
You
still a fan. I'm
going to show you something. I'm going to show your stupid ass something tonight, Rob. I love you to death, but you dumb. You stupid.
I'm dumb because you've been in a 300-mile-an-hour. You've been in a car with 300 horses, and I'm dumb.
You just said I haven't, though, Rob. This is what I'm saying.
300 or less. I don't know.
It could be 300 or less. The difference. It's people like Rob that like to get on here and just talk. He ain't going to do shit.
I can't talk unless you bring up my name. I wouldn't be saying nothing if you would have brought me up.
At the end of the day,
you brought me up.
I
didn't bring you up. You put me in.
You
put me in a conversation that I shouldn't be in.
Hey, Rob,
I'm
going to put your ass in the
conversation. I'm done, and I should be talking, but you put me in the conversation.
Hey, Rob.
I wouldn't even be on this phone if you wouldn't have put me on.
Hey, Rob. Tomorrow when we get on the morning show, I'm going to put your scary ass in the conversation again. When I see you at the track, I'm going to put your
scary ass in the conversation. And then I'm going to be on your ass again. And I'm going to be on your ass again because you my fan. I'm going to be on your ass again because you're my fan.
You ain't going to do shit.
I'm coming with lollipops for all my fans. Lollipops and ice cream cones. Lollipops and ice cream cones. I got you. I got you.
Shit up.
I got you. Lollipops and ice cream cones.
Shit up. You ain't going to do shit.
And I might even put some wheels on a lazy boy for you so you can sit back and lick your ice cream cone and watch the show.
You ain't going to do shit. Hey, Rob, you so scared.
Yeah,
you going to buy the ice cream. You ain't going to do shit, Rob.
Oh,
I'm
going to buy you the ice cream cone. I'm buying you an ice cream cone.
You ain't
going to. Because I know
you
need an ice cream cone.
You
need
an
ice cream cone.
You ain't going to do shit. Only way you go wrong.
But I know you.
I
know you ain't never let that button go.
How much you want to bet? How much you want to bet?
I know you. You don't even know what the screen tension feel like on the button.
How much you want to bet, Rob?
You ain't let that button go.
How much you want to bet with your know-it-all ass? I'm gonna show you that you dumb right now. How much you want to bet? With your dumb ass. How much you want to bet, Rob?
And nothing.
Okay.
Cause you never let it go. I know you have.
I
know you have.
You niggas get on this motherfucking show and just pop off at the mouth. But how much do you want to bet, nigga?
I know you haven't let the button go. I know it.
Okay.
I can see it in you. Your thumbs ain't neither. You don't got a brake button.
We can't even see out of out.
You ain't got burn marks on your thumb from letting that button go. You ain't got burn marks on your thumb from letting that button go. I know you ain't.
How you see it in me, Rob? How you see it in me?
I know. I see it. I see it in your thumb. You ain't even got burn marks on your thumb from scraping your finger across that button. You ain't never let no button go.
I know, Rob. I let the electronics work for me like you do, Rob.
You ain't never let that button go in your life. You ain't
let
that button go. Your thumb is the same color as your other thumb.
I know, Rob. I know. But whenever you want to take that bet, Rob, I got $1,000 to say you stupid as hell and you don't know what the fuck you're talking
about. Hey, mister. Hey, mister. You want to know how you can tell a good bowler? Look at his thumb. Look at his thumb. That'll let you know if he's a good bowler. You want to know how he a good tree cutter? Or he know how to let that button go? Look at his thumb. You ain't got that thumb.
Hey, Rob.
You ain't let the button
Rob,
go.
You want to know how we can tell you scary as hell? Because you ain't did shit in years, motherfucker.
Well, I know you missing me because you the one to keep talking about me. You the one that missing me.
I love you to death, Rob. But I'm going to talk about your scary ass every day.
I know.
Every fucking day. It's easy to talk about niggas like you because you ain't going to do shit. Everybody else, I got to throw them a little
well,
jab.
Well, that's what fans
back.
Do.
But you ain't
going to
do shit.
That's what fans supposed to do. That's what they supposed to do.
Hey, Rob, you ain't going to do shit. Huh? I could talk about your scary ass all day.
Yeah, I know. That's what makes you the fan. I talk about, I talk about why Scotty talk about Jordan. But I'm a fan, cause I'm a fan. I never made it to the level they made it to. You never made it to my level. You ain't even at my level. That's why you talking, cause you ain't at my level.
You
never seen my level.
Hey, Rob, you 100% right on that.
That's what makes you a fan.
You're right.
I'm giving you the definition of a fan. Not never being exceeded the level of the person you're talking about. That's why I make you my fan.
Do that mean that? Do that change the fact that you ain't gonna do shit though?
No, that just means you giving up your opinion. That's all. Ain't nothing wrong with you giving your opinion.
I like my little scat pack. That's good enough for me. That don't change the fact that you ain't gonna do shit.
There you go. Enjoy your scat pack. Enjoy
with your scary ass, Rob.
Enjoy your scat pack. Because I got this little Trans Am, but make your scat pack look terrible.
You ain't gonna do shit. You ain't
and
gonna
I'll
do
show,
a motherfucking
hey, and
thing,
I'll you,
Rob.
Hey, and I'm gonna give you, and I'll show you why I'm good on the tree with this little streetcar Trans Am, okay? It's just like you. Air conditioned, all
you
that.
Ain't gonna do shit.
Yeah, so you do got something in my category. You sure do.
Well, Rob, I'm not gonna do the Winter National thing. When the season starts, I like you, Rob.
There you go.
Cause I know you.
And I like you too, best buddy. You best buddy, best fan.
I like you, Rob.
You the best buddy and the best fan I ever had.
Unbelievable. Well, anybody else?
Rob ain't gonna do shit.
Oh man.
Rob a fucking punching bag. I just work on my material on Rob's scary ass. That's all I do, Big Sam. I sit down at night, I write down some shit, and then I try it out on his scary ass the next day. But he ain't gonna do shit. It's easy to punch on Rob. He ain't gonna do shit.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Well,
y'all
Sam,
it sounds
like my fan is big man or little man. Which one would you say? He big man or little man?
Hey, Rob. Hey, Rob, I'm not mad at all, Rob. You my homie, Rob. I'm going to pick your little ass up and give you a hug when I see you. Look, you my homie. You my homie, Rob. I ain't mad at all. And I'm going to whoop your ass. Don't feel. I heard what you, I was waiting on you to say it about that Trans Am. I'm going to whoop your ass. Don't worry. I'm going to whoop your motherfucking ass.
You better,
real soon.
You better put some. You put better put some nitrous on that little scatter. I know that.
Don't worry. Hey, Rob. Cut that out, Rob. Cut that shit out.
You better put
that out.
Turbo, Pro Try, whatever. You better put something
you
on.
You can't stop
that's
the rain. You
cut that
can't
out,
stop
Rob.
The rain.
And all you're going to be doing then. What the hell? Okay, one minute.
You can't stop the rain.
Sir, hey, I promise you. I promise you. I'm not going to even ask you what's in it, what's around it. Not, I ain't going to. Just going to be. It's just going to be lock in. That's it. I ain't gonna ask you nothing. I don't care.
You
ain't
why
gotta know.
My best buddy, Rob. I love you to death. That's why you my best buddy. I'm gonna slap the shit out you. Don't you worry about it, Rob.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, Sam. Sometimes
you.
Your fans
hey, Rob,
can you have
I
to calm
how
down,
to you, Rob,
Sam.
See, hey, Rob, I know how to fix you, and this is all I wanted was for you to say what you just said, Rob. This is what I was waiting on.
Yeah.
I was waiting on this, Rob.
Yeah, I know you were.
I swear to God I was, Rob.
Hey, Sham, I'm sorry, Sham, I messed up your show. Sometimes you got to help your fans out, your biggest supporters. You got to make them comfortable.
Right.
You got to get them mentally right again, you know?
What make him a fan of yours, Rob? What make him a fan?
You don't hear it? Hey, how many times you just sat in the chair and watched the Bears game or the Bulls game and listened to how you sound?
No, I'm saying, what make him your fan? How did you figure it out?
Well,
what did he do to
him?
Make you know that he was your fan?
Just ringing me up. Just show how much
you
appreciate
so
me.
So you must be my fan, Rob. You must be my biggest fan.
So all I'm saying, Sham, is record yourself when you're watching the game, play it back, and tell me it don't sound like this. You a fan?
Unbelievable. If that's how you figured it out, then thank you. I appreciate you being my fan too, Rob.
Yeah.
If that's how you know, you got to be my biggest fan.
A fan is a person who has never accomplished what you have accomplished and what he likes of what you do. That's what makes you a fan.
Rob, what the hell have
you
accomplished,
have never,
Rob?
You
what
have
the
never,
fuck have you accomplished?
You have, if you never went to the pros, all you could do is sit back and admire the people that's in the pros. You're a fan.
Okay, hold on. Time out. Hey, Rob, hold on. Time out. Big Sham, answer this for me. Or if money was on your side, give me. What the fuck has Rob done? What the fuck make Rob so special? Who the
Sam,
fuck is he?
Sam, I just gave you the definition of a fan. A person who has never made it
Rob.
To the level that you have made it to. And
Big Sham, this real talk. I ain't even being funny. Who the fuck is Rob? When we mention a Chicago player, who the fuck talking about Rob? Rob,
Rob ain't did shit.
Mister, don't be upset, best buddy. Best buddy, you are a true live fan. You're a true live fan. You have never accomplished what I have accomplished in life. You're a true live fan.
The reason I don't mind Rob saying I'm a fan.
You are my biggest fan. You are my biggest fan. You have never accomplished what I accomplished.
Listen, I'm okay because ain't nobody talking about you. So I'm cool with that, Rob. I'm your fan. You understand what I'm saying?
Nobody talking about me. I'm sorry. Did I get on this phone to listen to you talking about me, fan?
Who the fuck is Rob? Like, when we talk about people like
that. I just gave you the definition of a fan. I just gave you the definition of a fan.
I heard Big Sham asking people the other day, like, you know, who was your influencer? Like, who brought you into racing? And Rob is an older guy. Who the fuck mentioned Rob? Like, who the fuck got on the phone and said, hey, man, Rob got me into racing. I look up to Rob.
Hey, they was asking people that they was asking people who got me. I was born and raised in drag racing. I was in it. I came out the womb with race diapers on. That's
Big
how I came out. I came
now,
out running.
Big Sam. Big Sam. This real talk, right? Out of all the old Chicago players, right, they all know me from a kid. Knew me before I knew myself. Out of all them nights being out there around all the old guys, I don't know no motherfucking Rob. Ain't never heard of this nigga. Ain't never seen this nigga. Like, I don't know nobody talking about, yeah, back in the day, me and Rob was getting it. Like,
who's talking about me now? You talking about me now, fam? You talking about me now, big fan? You the fan. You talking about me now. You the fan. You are a fan. When I came out the womb, I had nothing but drag racers around. I had nothing but drag racers around. That's what I came out to. I came out to drag racers. I didn't sit on the street and listen to some cars go up and down the street and say, oh, let me go and meet those guys. I came out in it. I was in the garage watching these guys put motors together. I was out there racing with these guys.
This real talk, right?
That's the difference. I was born in it.
Don't nobody know little Rob ass from the west side, the south side, the east side. Ain't nobody talking about Rob in the 90s, 80s, the dirt. Like, don't nobody talk about.
But you missed it. You missed it. You missed. You missed what the question was. Who got you in drag racing? That's what you missed.
Hold on, Rob. The question was, who got you in drag racing? And Rob is by age.
Got you in drag racing. And everybody said, who got them in drag racing when they started? I am the same age like the most people that's on the phone, so how am I going to get them in drag racing when they the same age as me? So what you saying is not relevant. So you don't even know what you're talking about. I'm the same age as the majority on the phone. So how am I going to get somebody in drag racing, and I'm the same age as them? You're not making no sense, man. You're not making no sense, Mr. Fan. I'm the same age as the people that's on the phone talking about who they see that got them in drag racing. You're a fan still. You got to stay in the fan place now. You got to stay in the fan place. You got to stay in a fan place. I'm the same. I'm going to get somebody in drag racing. They the same age as me, fan. That's what I'm saying. You don't know nothing about drag racing. You don't know nothing about drag racing, fan. You don't know nothing about drag racing. Listen to you. You so disappointed to be in a fan. You trying to find anything you can to put me down, brother.
Don't nobody know them. Don't nobody know you, motherfucker. Don't nobody know who talks
hey,
about.
Hey,
like,
I bet you they
know.
I bet you they know who the Rainmaker is. I bet you they know who the Rainmaker is. I can send
you
a bunch of cards. They know.
He said,
the later Malibu. The later Malibu. Ask Leon who Malibu that was. That was my uncle Malibu that's out there on the track, sir. That's my uncle Malibu that's on the track. So you don't have a clue what you're talking about. I've been around nothing but drag racers, sir. You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. That's why you're a fan. That's why you're the fan. You don't
know
nothing. That Malibu, that Leon and them cat, that's my uncle, sir. That's my uncle. That's my uncle's Malibu, sir. The Rainmaker, sir. Ronald Lake. Everybody know who Ronald Lake is. That's who I've been around when I came up racing, sir. You don't know what you're talking about, sir. You don't know what you're talking about.
I ain't never heard of
Ronald Lake. Yes, sir. I've been around nothing but old school. I came in this world with drag racing, sir. You don't know what you're talking about. You just a fan.
You got to stay in the fan place, man.
Cut that shit
out, Rob.
I hate to even talk to you like that, Rob. But you front your motherfucking
booth.
You
got to stay in a fan place. You have no idea.
And that's why
everybody
on your ass,
Rob.
That's why everybody on your ass.
That just means more money. That just means I pick and choose of who I'm going to get that money from, sir. That means that's who I'm going to get that money from. You just a fan. Just sit back and watch.
Everybody on your ass because they know you a fucking clown for real, Rob. You ain't no damn
I'm a clown, and you a fan. You the fan.
You judging me,
and you sit in the armchair. You're an armchair quarterback. Come on.
You just like to get on
the How you judge me? You ain't never been where I've been, sir. You ain't never been where I've been in the car. You can't tell me nothing.
You right about that.
You ain't let that trans break go, sir. You ain't never let that trans
break. Wrong about that, but
never.
All right, you've been faster.
You don't even know what it feels like to get in the car and the thoughts that go in your mind before you go into that race. You don't know what that feel like. You ain't never been there.
You're saying anything now.
You're a lollipop liquor.
You just said, but did you want to bet your money on that though?
Hey, I got that ice cream cone for you though. I'm still coming with that.
I
ain't want to
bet your money on that.
You ain't had nothing over 300 horses in your life.
When they race on the Skyway,
you don't even know what 400 horses feel like.
Rob, time out. I don't know what 400 horsepower look like, and this is the last time I'm going to say that. I got $1,000 right now. I'll pull up on you tomorrow. Bet that.
You
don't
know what 400 horsepower feel like.
I got a G-ball right now.
In the fan place.
Bet that.
Stay in the fan place.
Okay, then, shut up.
That's where you need to be.
You just talking, man. You just talking, bro.
You got to stay in the fan's place because you're making yourself look bad, fan. I like you. Stop making yourself look bad.
Get your G then, Rob. How
can you talk about somebody you ain't never did this before? Never. You never did this before.
Get your G ball.
You ain't never did this before. You ain't never bought a shot or a tire or a wheel. Come on, man. You ain't did this before.
Rob, bet that. I got $1,000. I'll pull up any way you want tomorrow. Bet that, Rob.
Man, you got to stay in the fan.
Bet that, Rob. That's what I'm saying.
I'm making you look bad.
I'm making you look bad.
And I don't like to make my fans look bad.
I don't want my fan to look bad.
Okay.
You're my biggest fan.
You got to stop it now.
But bet that.
You the biggest fan.
You're
my biggest fan. You got to stop it.
Can you bet that, Rob? I take any of them bets you just threw out there, Rob, with your stupid ass. Any of them. I'll take any of them, Rob. My point exactly. A fucking goofball.
You big man because you my fan. Because
no,
you
I'm
can't a, do what I do.
Geez, no,
man.
I ain't. I just got through watching a
yeah,
football
Yeah, I hear it
game.
In your voice. I hear it. You mad.
I ain't had nothing else
you
to
mad.
Do, Rob.
You mad.
I ain't had nothing else
you
to do but talk to your ass.
I was born and raised in this. You ain't no true blood. You just rolling around with 26s on. Come on, now. Stay with them 26s. Stay out the race car.
What the fuck is you talking about, Rob? What the fuck is you talking about?
talking about?
That's what you roll around with. 26-inch wheels on your car. Stay with that.
Man,
with
are
that.
You retarded,
sound
Rob?
System. You drive around with 26s and sounds. You stay away from the track, man. Stay out them track. Stay out the race car.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Rob. You so motherfucking funny, man. Hey, Big Sham. Big Sham.
Yes, sir.
I'm done, man. He didn't want to give me none of them beds, though, with his good talking ass.
Unbelievable.
He didn't
want
to give me none of them beds with his good talking ass. Hey, Big Sham, that shit sounds good coming out your
Sham.
Mouth. It's been
this Sham.
But he didn't want to give me none of them beds, though.
Yeah, you riding around with them air rides. That's what you're doing. You riding around on them air rides. Stay with them air rides. Stay away from drag racing. It ain't you. It ain't for
hey,
you.
Big Sam. He didn't want to give me not now one of them bets. Now, he just said, I ain't did this. I ain't bought that. He ain't give Mr. not one fucking bet, though, Big Sam. Remember when I told you
unbelievable.
Girl, people do things. It's the show. You know what I mean? It's just the show. It's a talk show, right? He got an audience. That's all this shit is, man. It's the same thing when they at the track trying to race. They just like to put on the show, man. Because now we can crack all the jokes in the world, right? And he just named a whole slew of shit that I haven't done. But I got a little G-ball that say he's a fucking liar. And he won't give me no bet.
Ain't it?
Unbelievable. That's all I can say.
Only on the big show.
Oh,
champ.
Man. Only on the big show.
And
champ,
I still
though.
Say the same thing. Growing up, being on Ogden Cosmo, 130th, New Doty, Old Doty, Skywalk. Who the fuck ever seen Rob? I ain't never seen the nigga.
Pure entertainment.
All them, right? These niggas been knowing me since. Now, Rob say he was born in this shit, but these niggas truly been knowing me since before I knew myself. Who the fuck is Rob? Who the fuck is he?
Well,
unbelievable.
I'm going to catch up.
No, you said that wrong. What the fuck is a Rob?
Hey, Stokey, we can crack all the jokes in the world, right? But I'm talking like real shit. I know everybody. Who is this nigga? What the fuck did he? I didn't even know Rob was really from Chicago. I thought he was a nigga that migrated here from shit. Don't nobody know this nigga. What the fuck is he?
Man,
like real shit. I'm just saying. I thought the nigga was from like more
hey,
from the West Coast.
Who got that goddamn music? Come on, y'all.
Big
Sam, listen. I thought Rob was from like Beloit, Kenosha, or something. Like, who the fuck is he?
Oh, this man said Beloit.
Like, I just keep it on like, no, motherfucking
Rob,
man. The fuck out of here.
Oh, man.
Motherfucker, Big Sam, like, all this shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, people think me and Skin just so cold, but Skin been knowing me, goddamn, since I was 1-2 years old. Like, who the fuck is Rob?
Unbelievable.
Preacher boy been knowing me for
but
a
I want y'all
years.
To think about that, though. I mean,
the
I'm so serious. Flop started it. I blame Flop for everything. If you're running on ET, if it's an ET, then I'm curious to know about these new cars versus these old cars.
Looking for a scapegoat, I take that.
Okay, Big Sam.
What you
want to
know? What you want to know, Sam?
Hey, I want to fuck.
Oh, Lord, man.
Who the fuck is Rob?
The show about to go
who
off
the
now.
Fuck
we,
is
I,
this
I'm just
Rob?
Curious to know how you going to, you know, how do
Sam,
you book these
hey, Big
races?
Sam. Big Sam.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry.
Yes,
I can't let
sir.
You do it. Who the fuck is Rob? Where did this nigga go?
I want to know why Sam actually literate talking about how you book these races, man.
stupid.
Don't nobody want to answer where the fuck Rob come from, because I really thought the nigga was from, like, Beloit. Ain't nobody going to answer me. Like, fuck it, I'm going on.
Man, that nigga from Michigan, mister. He's from Michigan.
Hey, I knew that nigga migrated to Chicago. I knew all them years of me being outside in all the shops around everybody. Ain't nobody seen no motherfucking Rob. I don't know where the fuck Rob come from, acting like he's some motherfucking big dog in the city or something. Rob better sit his little ass down from motherfucking where front this move.
Damn,
you a fucking nobody. Hey,
maybe I'm sorry you're going to let the show go off, but we chat about this shit.
Unbelievable.
Man, Rob front his move.
Rob and his motherfucker front his move, acting like he really got a name throughout the city. Don't nobody know this nigga from out west, over east, out south. Nobody know this nigga. So nobody know where the fuck this nigga come from. I ain't never seen him out there. Out of all the years of me being around everybody, I ain't never seen this nigga nowhere to be motherfucking found. Don't know the nigga. Just seen him a couple years ago for the first time. I thought he was a motherfucking plus one. I thought somebody brung the nigga with them. I said, oh, he a friend or something. Get his goofball ass up out of here.
Oh, man. Stokes, would you get mister?
Man, I keep texting people and asking my text back. I'm going to catch him later, man. Catch him a little later.
Unbelievable.
You're on right now. I'm going to catch him a little later. I get it. We're talking about
And then the nigga talking about he's some fucking champion rapper racer. But when when the other dude get on here, they still don't know Rob. Nigga, don't nobody know you in RC racing, no remote control racing, bracket racing, nothing. Nigga, get your ass up out of here. PlayStation don't count, nigga. He fronting his fucking move, King.
Oh, Lord.
He fronting his motherfucking move, bro. Fuck out of here. Then he talking this shit to me, but like I told him, and I'm standing on that, I got a G-ball I'll pull up anywhere he want me to pull up in the city tomorrow. All that shit he was talking, I got $1,000 bet that he'll fucking lie, and he won't take the bet. Don't play with me on this motherfucker, nigga. You front your move, and I ain't going. You lying. You a nobody. You a fucking nobody. And you gonna stay the fucking water boy. Fuck out of here.
Ooh. Not the water boy.
Hey,
the fucking water boy.
Okay, man. Let him up. Let him up.
He's dead. He killed him. He's dead.
Motherfucker, nobody. Hey, Ken, I'm 31. Everybody on this level, all the older guys. Tell them up for the stock.
Rob need mouth to mouth, y'all. He did.
Motherfuckers been knowing me since I was a shorty. Who the fuck is Rob, man? Who the fuck is he, man? What a
He might have thought you was talking about Rob Senior. Somebody's daddy.
Where the fuck he grow up at? I'm like, man, where the fuck this nigga grow up at? Because all the motherfucking years I was saying 4701 West Congress, nigga, who the fuck is Rob? Where he at? I ain't never seen that nigga.
Hey, man, we done held your hand a long time, bro. Watch your daddy raise your hand and watch you.
All them times you say you had to watch me while beating them racing, who and where the fuck was Rob?
Uh-oh. Get up, Rob.
You don't need it.
He's dead.
Get up, Rob. Get up. Come on, Rob. Fuck you, Rob.
Hey, Preacher, I'm sorry. I killed the show.
I'm glad you did. I started the bullshit, and you sent it off. You killed the lad. Come on, Rob. Where Rob at, man? He did. I'm going to tell you where Rob at.
Rob somewhere right now trying to call him up on the back line, man. Let me give you $200-$300 to say I'm from over there with y'all.
Hey, Rob, come on, man. Don't be fronting your move. Oh, man. Good God, oh, my.
And Rob talking about that trans ham. Man, I'll take my super and beat the fuck out of Rob's trans ham. Get it up, yeah.
He ain't going to run you, but his stupid ass going to try me. I'm going to take this big-ass challenger. It's just the winter time, so we ain't going to do all that. But I'm going to step on that boy. He'll fucking nobody. I ain't going to never, nigga. As long as I live, can't no nigga like Rob talk crazy to me. You a motherfucking nobody, nigga. I ain't never going to.
If you're a do boy, you're a
do boy. Fucking dude, I ain't going to never go for no shit like that. Rob a fucking nobody. Fuck out of him.
Rob said, it's the wintertime now. We were just in Mexico a couple days ago, baby.
Now, I had the purple car in the trying to run Three Love, Numb Boy. You was going to drive for me that night. How many motherfucking times has Rob been on the street with that fucking car he was just talking about?
No time. He never been on
it. Hey, Rob, clown. On me, boy. On me. I ain't never going for it, boy. Never. Don't nobody know you. Don't nobody know you, nigga. You're on here front of your motherfucking move. You ain't got no... Boy, let me go on mute, man. I'm going to go on mute. I tell Rob what's up tonight, man.
Come on, man. Rob, front of move.
You already tearing his ass up. Good boy.
Stop front of move. Come on, man. Rob's going to go back and listen to this show in the morning if he didn't got off.
Hey, Ken, like I told you, Ken got to listen to the show because when I call you in the morning to get on, I'm going to go to his motherfucking ass. I ain't going to let that nigga breathe.
Hey, man, you the kill secret squirrel.
Oh, man. Good God almighty.
What Rob thought he was talking to.
Hey, man, I was in a party, man. I came out the party, and I hear all this.
Hey, mister, let him up.
I'm just saying, nigga, I done stepped from out west, out south, over east. I've been all through this motherfucking great city of mine, goddammit. And I know my name good everywhere. Who the fuck is Rob, man?
He done gave Rob an hour and 15 minutes worth of killing.
The fuck is
you think the war's going to make it tender?
Who the fuck is he?
Hey, man,
they got on the show the other week. They asked the question, who started to racing? I ain't hit not one young motherfucker yet to get on here and say, oh, Rob started me to racing. Rob, my, I don't, who the fuck don't nobody know this nigga? Nobody. I ain't heard nobody mention Rob name in shit.
11:25. Damn.
I'm just keeping it real, Stokey. I got to keep it real, Stokey.
Damn, I'm back. Is it safe?
Oh,
it ain't safe.
Hey, I'll talk to y'all.
Rob front of move,
talk,
man.
I'll talk to y'all later.
Mr. Rob front of
move. Man, they got
dogs. I'll talk to y'all later.
Hey, Mr. said, who the fuck is Rob? Who know Rob? Who know him when he's out there racing?
Hey,
Mr. Took
the
money
so much, money
that
he don't even know who Rob is no more.
He was taking
up.
Hey, y'all
let him
pull
Rob ass up, man.
Hey, Mr.
Tore
the bad ass up.
Hey, listen. Hey. Yeah, Rob ass. Hey, money was Rob's biggest fan. And he said, man, I don't know who that nigga is either.
Yeah. I'm
gonna talk his ass too. He threw that life
preserver
in the water. He got
to get money. Then I stepped out. Damn, Rob.
He was meddling. Yeah, that Rob was trying to sit in there for a minute. Goddamn, he went to dumber. He a fan and. That's his biggest fan,
And I'm going to show you something else. The nigga ain't smart. He a dummy. He said what I wanted him to say, which is bring that weak-ass Trans Am up so I can choke slam his motherfucking ass. But then the next motherfucking thing was he thought he was slick by Buddy Holly. You ain't been in no car with 300, 400 horsepower. That's why I said, look, Rob,
That's the last time I'm going to do this with your goofball ass. Real shit. Nigga, I got a G and I'll pull up anywhere. Fuck you want to do. Lock in that I ain't never been in no car with that much power. Lock that in.
Man, you never been there like that, man.
All I'm saying is this, right, Skin. I grew up 4701 West Congress, right? Been in Inglewood for a long time. Been all over East, right? I know every motherfucking body. I have yet. I done been in every fucking garage. God, I have yet to see Rob any fucking well. Who is this nigga? I ain't never seen Rob on no block. I ain't never seen Rob in no garage, no club,
damn
no nothing. Bro. Who the fuck is Rob, man? And can't nobody speak for this nigga, but nobody stand for this nigga. Hey, when you check that nigga resume, he ain't even got no motherfucking resume. He got a cover letter. Ain't no resume to pull on Rob weak ass.
Hey, mister,
fuck out of
here. You know how to fuck you up? Hey, mister, you know how to fuck you up? If you see Rob's daddy, you gonna say, man, I know his daddy. I know you ain't kid. That's the first thing I
said
when I seen his daddy.
Rob had to take his little ass back in the house and play with some motherfucking action figures. Rob, no, he ain't. Get his ass up out of here.
Oh, man. Good God Almighty.
Oh,
man.
I'm just saying. Somebody tell me, what block this nigga for? Like, who is this nigga? Leon, Big Sam, like somebody tell me who the fuck is Rob, man? I really thought Rob moved to Chicago, Ken. I really did, Ken. I thought Rob was from like Beloit, Wisconsin, Kenosha, motherfucker.
That nigga's
man,
funny with that.